I'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little bloody face. Television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you get, I'm a good man.
Oh, the young dude.
Hey, dude.
Carry the news.
Where are you? Like a mule, it's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stove. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed. Oh, is that concrete all around?
Mott the Hoople, what a great song, written by David Bowie. He's got versions on, well, wherever you want to look, all your favorite platforms, all the young dudes. Mott the Hoople is coming to Detroit April the 5th at the Fillmore. What?
I know, first U.S. tour in 45 years? Slow down.
When ELO came for the first time in 37 years, it seemed so strange, and they're still touring. But Mott the Hoople, now, Ian Hunter is with the band. I think they have another original member, somebody who's played in various incarnations. Mick Ralphs was the great guitar player who went to Bad Company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's part of
this. He's not on the tour, no. Ariel Bender, guitarist, Morgan Fisher. I guess those three are all original people.
You know, it's done this, right? I think Toto being back out there again has gotten these bands off their asses.
Hey, dude!
Hey, man.
Africa's huge.
It's huge.
It's everywhere. Okay, what's popping? I should mention Roseanne Barr's coming to the Fox Theater also.
Yeah, it's a smart move.
Yeah, she's on a national tour. What's her date here? I didn't write it down.
She's in May.
May?
Yeah. Okay. 19th, does that sound right?
Yeah, it does. Dave Matthews Band concert, the DMB, not to be confused with the DMP.
That would be news if he wasn't coming to town.
Pine Knob, July the 9th.
Of course.
And we are in the DealsInTheD.com studios, DealsInTheD.com studios, and Facebook Live is brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequila in Royal Oak between 3rd and 4th Street. Used to be Monterey, if you remember Monterey. Look no further than Mesa Tacos and Tequila. They have everything you need. Enjoy the 35-foot TV, free nacho bar at halftime, plus free jerseys and Super Bowl swag bags. I guess I should have mentioned the hottest Super Bowl party at Mesa between 3rd and 4th. And it is a giant. I don't think you'll find a bigger screen. So there you go. And any of Michigan basketball, Michigan State basketball.
And the best burger in town at a Mexican
Your
place.
Your zesty Mexican margaritas and bean burritos will have you heading south of the border. Adios, everyone.
This is very strange. Speaking of food, we have a nice order coming.
Yeah, food's on the way.
Did anybody see the KFC story on Channel 7?
Uh-uh.
It's the lead story last night. Let's take a look at it. Little miscommunication between the employees and the customers. And a lot of death threats and bullying
over a piece of chicken.
I guess something was left off the order.
Oh, okay. Allegedly. Well, that's worth creating a whole fuss over.
Yeah, we'll let
chicken.
We'll wait for the commercials for Chris Brown, and so, there's just so many things going. Miguel Cabrera's thing was settled, and on and on and on. And there's
his contract's just getting underway.
Nominations for the Oscars. Mm-hmm. So we've got many things. Oh, there's a new invitation to go to the White House that I know is going to excite people. So,
I don't know who it is, but I could guess.
You'll know. I don't know. I never saw this one coming.
I assume it's the kids. The
yes, you know, of course. Yeah,
of
course.
Shocked.
And they've certainly earned a White House visit.
Did you see the new twist?
No, what's the new twist?
There's a video of them harassing a woman beforehand.
Aha!
Oh, boy. There's also something of them in blackface.
Yeah, but that was for a blackout.
Yeah.
And really, it was just one kid in blackface.
No, I mean at pep rally. Oh, yeah. I didn't see the pep rally. Yeah. You know, the interesting thing about this, and the reason this really... Oh, God, I didn't want to get on this. The reason this thing really bothered me originally is because they're stupid kids. And I thought they probably responded in a less than perfect way, which, I don't know, I would tend to expect of a bunch of kids. And the black, what are they called?
Hebrew
Israelites.
They're getting a lot of blowback now.
But shouldn't they be the subject of this story? They started it. They're adults. And if you read about the black Hebrew Israelites, there's really no question about where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Why is there not more, or why would this not be the lead story, that they harassed a bunch of kids waiting for a fucking bus?
Well, it was either CBS This Morning or ABC. One of them actually mentioned and brought that up, and how that it's the tide is now turning to where it should be is on
turning.
Those people.
I don't see a lot of tide turning, but...
Now, another interesting twist to the
There's
story.
Been a couple clips of them on TV.
Did you see Twitter suspended the account of the troll, which I guess it was a Brazilian person who originally put out the main video that got retweeted 2.5 million times?
Why'd they delete him?
Because it's the fake news...
Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo.
The rule they have about spreading false news.
Oh,
but it comes from one of those Twitters that is not from the United States.
Well,
one of those
also,
farms.
Also, quite a few people are deleting tweets. Jake Tapper, some other female from CNN, a lot of celebrities.
I was shocked at how many celebrities actually apologize and admit they got it wrong.
Who apologized? I didn't even see that.
There's a whole list. Yeah, like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Are they officially wrong?
I was waiting for Jamie Lee Curtis's apology tweet.
I didn't even know she tweeted.
I know. It's actually the smart thing.
I'm sure Alyssa Milano's apologized.
No way. No, because she still doesn't like the fact that
she doesn't like the hat.
We're in a march that was against women's right to choose, and they're wearing MAGA hats.
Okay.
Right. What'd she compare them to? The hoodie?
The KKK.
The hoodie.
Those KKK hoodies they wear. It's like they're in a big white sweatshirt.
You can get those online, I think.
I want to mention the Scott sign.
Great Scott.
I mean, we're done. It made an appearance.
There were some comments about the S-C-O-T-T-T.
Yeah?
Yeah, which you said.
Thank you, yeah.
That maybe it should have been S-C-O-O-O-T. So, anyway.
Right now it's just Scott. Which is easy. It's just as memorable.
It's a conversation piece. Scott.
Well, how do you spell Mark? It's M-A-A-A-A-A-A. A-R-C.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a lot of C's.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, have Hawk do it.
Scott T-T-T-T.
See what comes out?
Thank you, Hawk. Good to hear from you. Well, I hope you had a good weekend, Hawk.
Did you find any more of the...
Thanks.
Were there any more of the apology tweets?
Yeah,
Is that what you were looking for?
I'll pull them up.
Justin Verlander.
Oh, yeah, he's involved.
Had a big post today.
He's involved.
And he's asking celebrities to be a little more cautious about your tweets.
Stop wielding your power.
I'm sure he'll be heeded very carefully.
Wait, someone posted below that. Was that about Alex Bregman, or was that a joke that I just didn't get?
I don't know.
Like, the first response was in this conversation. Like, I sent it to Alex Bregman, and stuff Alex Bregman said. So I totally was lost on that. I assumed it was about the Covington.
I thought it was just a good point in general that people just kind of sit back. And, and I think maybe the media should do the same. Instead of responding to Twitter outrage and calling it news when you haven't really done your homework. But I haven't heard anybody in the media tweet anything like that. So anyway, Guevara and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County want to give a big shout out to all of you. Hopefully enjoying a happy new year. And what, are things busy over there, Maz?
They're picking up, man. I've had a pretty good month so far. We got the auto show in full swing. So we got bonus cash and a lot of good deals going on.
That's right. The auto show extravaganza, including insane rebates, massive auto show bonus cash. You can lease a 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $82 a month with zero cash due. Lease a new 19 Ford all-wheel drive Escape as low as $131 a month. And if the number one selling truck in America is more your jam, lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $112 a month, down from $133, only from dealsinthed.com. Ends out Ford.
Do you need a new Ford? It's your self-designed. Girl, would you like to get a truck with Maz in America?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much there.
What a beautiful song that is.
I hope he doesn't get locked up before that song really hits the charts.
Was that song ever released? Do we know?
Yeah, in Ethiopia.
I mean, the real song, is there a studio version of it?
I think it's number one in Ethiopia, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah.
Passport.
Is that what it's called? I assumed it was called Passport.
Passport Shots America, I think, is the full name.
That's the one.
Adam was founded right here in Detroit in 1988. When Adam started, gas was 91 cents a gallon. Die Hard was in movie theaters.
Love
Adam,
Die Hard.
You love Die Hard?
I do.
You could have written that down.
Was it a Christmas movie?
I think it is.
Okay.
God takes, write it down.
Anything I say, I have to write down now. That's what it basically comes to.
How did that enhance the read?
I don't know. I just...
Yeah, you just thought it and said it.
Tom Segura.
Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men, is dedicated to representing men in divorce and making sure they are treated fairly. Give Adam a call. They can explain the law to you and what can be done to protect your rights. If you become a client, you'll be represented by a firm that has pioneered the concept of fair treatment for men in court. Call Adam at 248-284-4280. Am I dyslexic suddenly?
You having a stroke again?
248. I've had at least 11 we know of. 248-284-4280. And the 98 factoids, of course. New car under 10 grand. Reagan was president. Paul Simon's Graceland won album of the year. I wonder how many people don't know Reagan was president in the 80s.
Wow. Oh, really?
No, I'm wondering. Hmm. It's just they're just pointing out things from 1988 when Adam started.
Well,
I mean, don't.
I mean.
Is that a Reagan?
Oh, you do Reagan too? Reagan and Nixon?
Wow.
I am not a crook.
Ronald Reagan!
You're a veritable. Rich Little. Rich Little, yeah.
Rich Little was my guy.
When are you going to bust out your Spiro Agnew?
Flip Wilson.
I'm not a crook.
What was Flip Wilson's thing? Yep. Geraldine?
Geraldine.
The devil is that the devil made me do
yep,
it.
The devil
yeah,
made me
do
it.
It.
And Lily Tomlin,
hilarious.
Graceland won album of the year at the Grammys. Other movies: Rain Man, Coming to America, Big, Bull Durham, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and Apple stock was trading at 10 cents a share.
Wow.
Which reminds me, somebody was asking me what Woz is doing. What is Woz doing now?
Wozniak?
Yeah.
He's been really quiet. Last I heard, he was beaten off in a corner during a threesome between Jobs.
That's the last I heard, too.
But Jobs has passed, so it has been a while. Did you know that, Tom?
I didn't know the Woz beat off over there.
No, well, Steve Jobs and who was the other guy? Bill Gates. Were banging a prostitute, and Wozniak was beaten off in the corner. We heard
that. Just like the Beatles.
Well, not quite. I mean, exactly. There's a prostitute. And,
if he and Gates did together.
They wouldn't let him in the threesome.
That's a shame.
But he did throw the US Festival, so.
I think Job said, I've done enough for you already, Woz. You should stay there and just beat off.
Woz! I mean, he just seemed like a fun guy. He was, you know, he's the worst guy in Dancing with the Stars, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
But he had a sense of humor.
He came up because we were talking about Kathy Griffin and her total net worth of people she dated, which was a thing we were talking about. And someone emailed us and pointed out that she went on a date with Curtis Granderson. So you can add his money to that as well.
You mean Kathy?
Yeah, Kathy Griffin and Curtis Granderson.
The Grandy Man.
It's funny. I read that too, and I was like, wait, really?
Well, Brandon found the audio where she was talking about it.
Forgot about that.
Which is really, really weird.
He plays baseball, and his name is Curtis Granderson, and he sent me a baseball jersey, and last night I went to watch him in a game, and I have a picture of him, and he's hot, and he's straight.
Let's see if the director can catch that. Closer. Come closer.
I thought she was just joking about
Grandy Man.
Six pack.
That's right. I'm going to turn it into a seven
pack.
He wants to. He wants to have sex with me.
He wants to have sex with me.
I think he bought
it. How do you know that?
I feel it. Not technically. He didn't technically ask me.
By the way, Kathy kind of looks good in this.
She does look good there.
I feel it. I'm a little psychic.
Well, what year is this?
This guy's great.
This is 2007. Joy Behar was doing her show. 2010.
Oh, I see. He's holding you here.
I can't picture.
This is our first date, and it's in the hallway of the Yankee playing field or whatever. Uh-huh.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to go out with him?
I'd like to have sex with him, and then I got to go back on the road. You know, I got tickets to sell.
Okay.
I mean, he seems nice, but I got books to sell. I got a show. You know, I'm busy.
Does that count?
Not a couple I would have predicted.
No, I thought that was really odd. So add that to Woz.
Grandy Man, he'll take care of biz.
Grandy Man.
He's got a rep.
Okay, well, moving along, the big news today.
Breaking news in Covington, the school is closed.
I knew that.
And will remain closed until it's safe. Okay. Why is it not safe?
Well, there's apparently a lot of threats and some people.
How silly. It is perfect. It is the dumbest perfect story, isn't it?
It's really, yeah. And because they're invited to the White House now, it's even dumber. If they go, it's even dumber.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to have hamburgers, too?
They don't. They should not be feted. They didn't do anything great. I mean, I'm sure a few of them were acting stupid. Generally, they weren't acting nearly.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
I just picture them all standing behind him, and that kid's going to have that stupid smirk, and he's going to be front and center.
By the way, Nathan Phillips is really annoying me because he keeps saying that he was threatened by that kid.
Yeah.
He walked up to that kid and banged a drum in his face. Stop it, Phillips! And they did not chant build the wall either. Oh, God, I hate it. Oh, whatever.
Easy, Drew.
Yeah, there's a lot of news today. The Oscar nominations and Chris Brown's story really was one of those things you woke up and went, whoa, geez.
And then you go, yeah, it seems about right.
It's not shocking. Who's shocked?
Well, I still think it's shocking, but then it's like, yeah, it's about right.
You know.
You haven't heard from him in a while, and here he is.
Congratulations, Sony, on signing him and adding him to the roster that included R. Kelly. They did have R. Kelly, and it's kind of like Dr. J and George McGinnis and all the people that were on the New York Nets at one time.
The great ABA. The great ABA coming over.
Yes. Having R. Kelly and Chris Brown on the same roster at Sony at the same time.
But they just dropped R. Kelly, kind of.
But they were on the roster at the same time.
Yeah.
That's a lot of jail time between those two guys.
So, you know, this guy, first of all, he's awaiting trial for assaulting a man who took his picture in Florida. There's the 2016 case, which I think was settled. I've been trying to dig up the story here. There was one case where a girl was saying she was being kept captive in the house, and he said she stole jewelry.
Yep.
And the police were asking him to come out, and he wouldn't come out. And he was saying, fuck LAPD, and on and on and on. Then this other case where he was arrested on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon in 2016. Officers responded to a call for help at his home in Tarzana about 3 a.m. when accused Brown. Oh, pointing the gun at her in a rage. This is the same story, I'm sorry. Before she ran outside to phone police. Officers attempted to enter the home, but were told to get a search warrant. Incident occurred after a man and two uninvited guests showed up at Brown's house and were asked to leave. One of the women, who was not invited, phoned the police and filed a report. Brown dismissed the accusation, claims he was asleep and woke up with his house surrounded by police.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
He must be a heavy sleeper.
Okay.
Or those are really quiet policemen.
Now, the other case, I think from the same year, he was named in a lawsuit filed by one who alleges she was sexually assaulted at his home by Chris Brown's friend. Lawsuit filed on behalf of Jane Doe by, and I wouldn't, you know, it's not Chris Brown directly being assaulted, it's just at his house, so it's a little out of nowhere. But it just popped up when I was looking for, what is his exact arrest background and all that?
Did you even look at the Rihanna stuff with him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It would take too long to go through all of it.
Sure.
Yeah, you can start with Rihanna. I'm sure there's stuff before Rihanna.
Oh,
there's
God,
gotta
yeah,
be.
Of course.
But then there's the, he was ordered to go to rehab because he assaulted someone else. He got 1,000 hours of community service. I'm sure he performed it admirably. I'm positive about it. And then he was sentenced for, I think, a drug bust to rehab, and he left rehab early. Then he was sentenced to anger management, and he threw a brick at his mother's car while he was in anger management.
Ooh. Wow, where'd he get the brick? You ever wonder?
I know, I did. That's
did you rip it off of a curious building, like a wall?
Where do
you,
seemed,
I mean, you just don't find bricks laying around.
And at his mom's car.
Maybe he has, maybe his carries one with him.
Did his mom send him to his room or something?
You never know when you need a brick.
She was part of the counseling, and apparently he got angry at her in the counseling.
Well, that worked. That
don't
worked
forget
for
about the green room that he assaulted.
I know, that poor
yes,
green room.
The GMA green room. And that's just, there's more. But this particular case, I just read this, and I was so absolutely appalled. Jane Doe alleges that another woman named Doe X in the lawsuit is a plaintiff has yet to ascertain the woman's name, physically forced Jane Doe into giving her oral sex. Compound the plaintiff's horror, Doe X was menstruating at the time.
Ooh. What?
While Doe X was forcing plaintiff to perform oral sex on her, Grissom, that's the friend of Chris Brown, I guess. Is it Grissom? It's got to be.
Wait, which? This is ridiculous. Which time is this?
I don't know what time. It's in 2016. That's all I know. Let's see. Wait.
Boy, it's really, we need a float. We need one of Clark's flow charts for all of
you're right.
Chris Brown's troubles.
Grissom entered the bathroom while plaintiff was in the shower and began to molest her. Plaintiff fled the bathroom. Grissom pursued her and pushed her down on the bed and raped her. According to the lawsuit.
Where was this at?
Well, this is 2017 at Chris Brown's house.
Mm. Just a rule of thumb, not blaming the victim here, but lock the bathroom. If Chris Brown's around, just lock the bathroom door.
As we found out last night, allegedly the girl went to the bathroom.
Yeah, lock the bathroom door. If Chris Brown's around, lock the bathroom door.
He can kick it down.
Throw a brick at the door.
Brown was giving a Los Angeles concert. He hosted an after party, which Jane Doe and other female friends were invited to attend at a recording studio. Doe added that upon entering Brown's home, Grissom allegedly confiscated her cell phone. This is part of his routine, is he takes your cell phone. That's what the girl that called 911 in the other case.
Well, you got to check it in, don't you?
Was claiming that she had no access to her phone, and they wouldn't give her phone back. Yeah. And they said she stole jewelry. And on and anyway, I mean, this is so confusing already, isn't it? Just trying to get through one story. Brown's previously faced legal issues stemming from a confiscated cell phone at his house. Okay, thanks for listening to the podcast. Jane Doe alleges Grissom refused to return her phone, instead brought the cell phone back to Brown's residence, forcing Doe and her then roommate. Oh, at the studio party.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Okay. I thought they were already at his house. So she had to go to the house to retrieve the phone, is what they told her. This is one of the most horrific cases involving alleged sexual assaults I've ever seen. And her client, Jane Doe, has been severely traumatized by what she was forced to suffer, Gloria Allred said. She filed this lawsuit. She wants justice for herself. She also wants it for other young women about potential danger to themselves if they have their phone taken away and if they go to Chris Brown's house. Well, apparently, I don't think people are going to listen too carefully. Brown and Grissom continued to receive a plaintiff back her phone, did not allow the plaintiff to leave. At Brown's house, Brown continued to furnish alcohol and illicit drugs to his guests and or the guests consumed drugs that they carried on the premises. Plaintiff believes the drugs Brown provided to her guests that were brought or that were brought by his guests were or included cocaine, molly, and marijuana. Jane Doe claims she turned down a clear pill filled with white powder that Brown handed her. Mm. Doe also observed Brown carrying one gun in his waistband and brandishing it openly. I mean, isn't this just
a
scene
cool guy
that you want your kids to be involved in?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, it's just what? When Jane Doe showed reluctance to strip naked and perform sexual acts on Grissom, Doe X violently grabbed plaintiff by the throat and forced plaintiff to perform oral sex on Grissom. After Grissom finally gave Jane Doe back her phone, she says she called a ride-sharing service. However, Doe claims Grissom again raped her in a laundry room before she exited Brown's residence.
Jesus.
Upon leaving, Doe went to a rape treatment center and to the police where she reported the aforementioned events.
So Doe was forced to give oral sex?
I don't know what Uber is.
Twice.
Yes.
Once to her and once to Grissom.
to a menstruating woman than to Grissom.
Seriously, Shallow Thought, every time you say Grissom, I think of Gus Grissom.
I do too. Like,
he was the guy. But not even that version of I'm pulling a Maz here. I'm thinking of the guy in the Right Stuff that played him.
Yeah, he was killed in an explosion in 67. We know it's not Gus Grissom.
It's good.
The guy that played him.
Is that Ed? What was it? Ed Harris? Wasn't it Ed Harris?
No, it wasn't Ed Harris. He was somebody else.
By the way, I think I've pointed out many times, but I will do it again. I wrote a letter with my second grade class to the Grissom family.
You did? Did they write it back?
You could choose. I don't remember
much.
Did they send you anything? Like a NASA sticker or anything?
I don't think so. I know, I was kind of pissed. Yeah. There was it James White? Was he one of them? Who are the three astronauts that died? Grissom. And you could choose one, and I just thought the Gus, I thought,
it's a cool name.
I admit that I liked his name. I thought it was cool. So I wrote to the Grissom family.
Who was the?
Fred Ward played Gus Grissom. Fred Ward, who's been in a ton of things. Look him up. You'll recognize
him. Who was the other astronaut, Mark?
I was
Grissom. Apollo. Wasn't it Virgil White?
Virgil Grissom.
All right, Virgil Gus Grissom.
Gordon Cooper, John Glenn, Alan Shepard, Chuck Yeager. This is the whole
list. Well, if you look at the explosion, is it 67 or 66?
Yeah, January of 67 with Ed White and Roger Chaffee.
That's right.
Oh, you picked the right one.
Roger Chaffee.
Right there, and Ed White, the former Viking.
Gus Grissom. Part of the Apollo mission that never got off the ground because of an explosion in the capsule. No one survived.
He was not portrayed well either.
This young man. That man!
Right there!
Wrote the Grissom family.
Did anybody ever point that out to you when you wrote the letter that Gus Grissom got a lot of the blame? Because he was the hard
drinking.
Wasn't
the guy that blew the hatch?
He was the partier, man.
Did Gus blow? Who blew the hatch in the movie? Remember the
I gotta believe it was Grissom.
I think it was Gus.
Yeah.
Gus gets a bad rap.
Because you weren't supposed to blow the hatch. You're supposed to wait till they come and got you, but he claimed that water was filling it or it blew itself.
Sorry, he freaked. He panicked.
Yeah, he did. He freaked out.
That's because he didn't get enough sleep.
Gus, you made it all the way back from the fucking space.
Dear Grissom family, sorry he freaked out. Love, Drew. Age 10.
I was probably 7, I guess, second grade.
We didn't even get a sticker. I mean, when I wrote Carol O'Connor, and I got an autographed picture of him.
How old were you?
You wrote Carol O'Connor?
I did.
Wait, how old were you?
I don't know, fifth or sixth grade?
Carol O'Connor? You were watching All in the Family, and you became enamored with Carol O'Connor in fifth grade?
I loved Archie Bunker.
Like in the heat
of the
night.
He's gray hair on the sides. He's pretty bald. He's a racist.
I loved him. Meathead there.
That's why you got along with him.
I would think you would have liked Rob Reiner's character better.
I hated Meathead.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that doesn't seem like a show a fifth grader would really get off on and write a letter. But no, I mean, I'm impressed.
When the famous person I wrote when I was a kid was...
Ronald Reagan!
I got a signed picture back.
Nice!
Wow. I think I might have sent him jelly beans.
Good for you.
That was a thing, I guess. I don't know.
That was his fave.
I don't know why I wrote.
That was his fave.
Ronald Reagan!
Look at what you'll do when you have an unpolluted mind. You actually expect nice things to happen if you do nice things.
I wrote J.J. Walker, too.
J.J. Jimmy Walker?
Yeah.
Dynamite?
Did you tell him how sad you were when his dad died? James Amos.
Oh, yeah, James Amos. Oh, I loved him.
And then
him.
You ended it with...
I loved him.
P.S.
Poor Florida.
Damn. Poor
Florida.
That's the second damn reference in a week.
So anyway, the Chris Brown story...
how the hell did we get all the way to that? Never mind.
Well,
Gus Grissom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Gus Grissom writing letters as kids. Chris Brown is in Paris. His girlfriend is with him. She's been posted...
He has broken his silence, by the way.
Oh, has he?
We'll
okay.
get to that in the end.
Chris Brown was arrested for rape and drug charges. Allegedly, he, on the 15th, met this girl. Is she a model? Did I hear that?
She looked like it. She's nice looking.
Oh, we've seen a picture of her?
I haven't seen a picture of her.
You saw it on TMZ.
The girl's picture was on there?
Yeah, well, Chris Brown's girlfriend.
Oh, his girlfriend. Yeah, okay. Yes, yes, yes. She's pretty. Very pretty, of course. This girl says she met Chris Brown at his hotel. Mm-hmm. At 10:30, they went to a club till 4 in the morning. She wanted to go home. And he convinced her. I wonder if he had confiscated her phone already. Maybe she had to go to the hotel to get her phone.
Yeah, of course.
Who knows? That's not what we're told.
Didn't that happen with Kareem Hunt, too? Didn't he take that girl's phone?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, that must be the thing now.
You know what's funny about that Kareem Hunt video, not to go too far off here again. Is that... It was amazing how quickly they retrieved the phones from people. It was like it was a drill.
Yep.
They practiced
I think it's part of the deal.
Yeah. Get the phones away from people. They can't do shit. And you don't have to worry about them taking your picture, too. But when you're up to no good, yeah, it seems like...
ne'er-do-wells take the phones.
Yep. So at 4 o'clock...
I don't want to party, by the way, till 4 a.m. That sounds exhausting.
She didn't want to either.
Yeah.
She wanted to go home. Chris Brown convinced her to go. And upon getting there, he grabbed her when she went to the bathroom and took her into a dressing room or a...
Sounds like a closet.
Sounds like a side room or a closet.
A walk-in closet.
Where she was violently raped for 25 minutes.
Jesus.
And then she alleged that a bodyguard of Chris Brown's and a friend also assaulted her in some way.
But Chris Brown did not.
Yes, he did. In this case, this is today's case. Okay. The one that just came up today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was previous. So.
She went to the cops 2 days later.
Yes, and I was wondering about a rape kit 2 days later, maybe not.
I don't know.
Although, this rape was on the 16th, and she went to the cops. It was actually the morning of the 16th when she was raped, so it really would have been almost maybe a little more than a day later at the 17th,
because
it's early morning.
Well, even if it's the 18th, there still is enough evidence for them to arrest him on the 21st.
Exactly, and I don't know. We don't really know that much.
Well, then they can hold him for 48 hours before he hasn't been charged yet. The question... would be, I mean, I don't know. That sounds ridiculous. Does France do rape kits?
I would assume would. Yeah. And, I mean, Paris, Paris, I got to believe in this.
Got to be plenty of rapes in Paris.
But you wonder.
What is that based on?
I don't know. It's 2019. I would assume Europe would.
Yeah, Paris. Everyone's raping everyone in Paris.
What I was trying to figure out.
It's a city of lights.
This is how stupid it gets. I'm already thinking. Oh, she wants her 50 minutes of fame. She went back to hotel room with Chris Brown. What do you expect?
Really? That wasn't your.
No, I didn't think that.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I was picturing this down the road. The defense, there's three of him, one of her. Oh, she's lying. She wanted fame. She wanted money. She wants her 15 minutes, which is so dumb. Why anybody want their 15 minutes doing this? But anyway, you can sort of see this thing developing, and. I was trying to, in my head, this is so silly. I was trying to think, is it better for Chris Brown that he's accused of this over there, or would it be better over here? And I immediately assumed, no, it'd be better over here because he has so many fans here, but he probably has a lot of fans there.
I think it's better over there. Especially, I think it's better over there because he's going to get the best lawyer wherever he is, first of all.
But I don't know how celebrity justice takes place in France. We've seen some cases where it works very well.
Didn't Gerard Depardieu, rape someone and got off?
Yeah.
And we know they love
Roman Polanski was allowed to go to the Cannes Film Festival and not be extradited to America.
I know they loathe the Me Too movement.
Yes,
the French.
They don't seem terribly on board. Also, you know what I saw on People Magazine Investigates on Investigative Discovery? I saw the unicorn case.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, I knew the story pretty well, but he's the guy that invented Earth Day, quote unquote.
That's a rumor that has absolutely no substance.
There he is. You know what else he invented? Putting your phone on fax machine.
Yes, he did. So that it won't ring with people who are calling to give you shit.
He invented that.
So he killed Holly Maddox when she broke up with him, when she started to move on and date someone else.
She was so beautiful.
She is gorgeous. Yeah. Was gorgeous. He called her at her new boyfriend's place and said he was going to throw all her shit out if she didn't come and get it right away. So she went over there. He killed her, put her in a steamer trunk, put her in the closet, and claimed
for days.
She went to New York to be with some dude, or she may have gone to India to be part of a commune. So her family, months later, saying, we know she would have called us. There's no way this is true. They start sniffing around. They hire a couple FBI guys to look into it, and they determine that the last contact she had was with the current boyfriend, who passed a lie detector when he said she had a very loud argument with Ira Einhorn, the unicorn. Went to his place to keep him from throwing her shit out, and that was the last she was seen. So they got a search warrant. Well, they determined on interviewing neighbors that there was a terrible smell in the building and that something had been leaking from the ceiling.
Ugh.
I know. And she was in a steamer trunk with so much shit piled on top of it and in front of it, but they went through everything. They found all her ID, all her personal things that she would have never left without. Then they found the steamer trunk. They opened it up, and there were newspapers from the last day she was heard from. And her hand. Yeah. They saw her hand.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, he had all kinds of people testify to how wonderful he was and that he claimed he had some ridiculous conspiracy theory. Arlen Specter, the The Honorable Arlen Specter represented him and said he is no threat to leave, got him bail, which was amazing. He fled the country, went to Ireland, which has no extradition.
Jumped all around Europe.
Ended up in France. And
that's
where
he was when you guys talked to him?
He was in France. You know why? Because 2020, I think 2020 had just done a special on him.
Yep, with him and his girlfriend.
She was feeding him grapes.
And drinking champagne. And it was disgusting. It took a long time. They had to pass a law in Pennsylvania that you would retry anyone tried in absentia if they were returned. Because all these countries just refused, really were no help at all. He was free for, I think it was, let's see, 22 years. Yeah, something like that. They finally got him back. He slit his throat and claimed they did it when they arrested him.
Yeah.
He slit his own throat.
When
said,
he lost.
They slit my throat!
Yeah. Oh, here's the video.
Fake!
Here's the video of him saying just that. Where am I? Here we are. That's the girlfriend, and we'll have to call the doctor because he's sitting there in a chair with a big gash on his throat.
Fake!
He is responsible. He is the prime minister. He's responsible for all the people, not just the Haute Gang.
He is a royal bullshitter.
Utilisez le scoop, but donnez. Je parle avec Claire Vaquet.
Oh, shut up. You're not speaking real language.
Créer le fond.
Oh, my God. He's just sitting there talking with his giant gash in his throat.
Because j'ai le désir pour dire avec.
Nice French.
It wasn't a deep cut, by the way.
No, you can see it, but it is bleeding.
He said he didn't get a jugular.
He's got shitty teeth, too.
Yeah, his teeth are terrible.
Can't win no argument.
What are we doing in prison? Can we look that up?
I thought he's dead. He's not dead yet.
Did he die?
I want him to regard this.
And I want to look at your stupid gash or your girlfriend's.
Up ass teeth, man.
Holly Maddox's
father. We grown. Go and fix that.
No, he is still alive, Drew. I did not know that. 78.
Story about him?
78. I'm just looking at Wikipedia. Wow.
I hope he's being anally violated regularly.
Oh, I'm sure he is. They're violating him in the throat, too, where that gash is.
Hot.
It's another hole in his body.
Why not?
Holly Maddox's father committed suicide in 1988. He killed her in 80.
I could only imagine.
81, I believe it was. And he wasn't talking to her at the time because she was cohabitating, and they were from a small town in Texas, and he was very against that. And so he took the whole thing really terribly hard.
He must be about to die because 2 years ago, about 3 years ago, he's transferred to a minimum security prison to provide that provides care with inmates with health needs.
Minimum security bullshit.
I know.
Never for the unicorn.
Especially since he'll jump bail.
Anybody that has a nickname should not be allowed minimum security. If you have a nickname, capable of diabolical things.
Unicorn.
Well, I mean, what if he has something with a big U on it and a cape? Crazy skill.
I just clicked on the correctional facility where he is, and they have other notable inmates that were there, including people that have nicknames as well, including John DuPont, the creator of the Foxcatcher 5.
Oh, yeah.
That's where is he dead now? Is DuPont dead?
Oh, yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, did he swallow a bunch of pills?
Or something? Yeah, 2010 he died. And the other one that is there is Ski Dog. Sandusky's there.
Ski!
Yeah.
Sandusky's the Ski Dog?
Sando, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe I guess if you go there, you're just going to get a nickname. That's pretty cool.
You know, Sando's probably trying to get a piece of him.
Oh, you know, he's too old for him.
I'd be rooting for him.
Good point.
I'd be rooting for him. Seriously.
Yeah, who you got?
I'd be rooting for Sando.
Finally?
Yeah, to get Einhorn.
Yeah.
The unicorn. He deserves it so bad. Wait. He's so arrogant. He's so fucking arrogant.
Yeah, but whose crime is worse?
Oh. Oh, that's true.
Sandusky never killed anybody, but he only molested 300 boys.
Wow. Well, is there anything more to add to Chris Brown?
Yes, he has broken his silence.
Oh, okay. Right.
Oh, that's important.
On Instagram, because where else would Chris Brown break his silence?
Yeah, he can get a lot of likes for it.
He posted a picture that says, "This bitch lying!" And he wrote... and this is written in all caps. I want to make it perfectly clear. Dot 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 dot. This is a false and a whole lot of cap. I think he meant crap. What is it? Never.
Never.
He misspelled crap.
Yeah. Never. For my daughter and my family. This
oh,
is
your daughter. Oh, bring up your daughter now. You're such a great father.
Get ready to laugh.
What a prick.
This is so disrespectful and is against my character and morals. Says the guy. Now, at the very least, everybody knows he beat the shit out of Rihanna.
Oh, and
at
then,
the very
and
least.
Much more.
But wait, there's more.
He's got a lot of support, though. He's got 500,000 likes already, and this was
oh, good for him.
Published within the hour.
Yeah. Nice being the guy that has to go through and edit out all the bad comments.
They're still there.
Are there? Because I only see good ones.
Oh, wow.
You know, read some of them. I'm just really curious.
They're
to
trying to Bill Cosby you.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We know that she's lying.
We know. We do.
Keep your head up.
Oh, my God.
Hit him with the word, because ain't nobody got him like God got him. We believe you.
Parisian scam artist.
Exactly. You're still number one. A lot of That's we believe you. He's just got a lot of support.
Fucking believable.
You're right. I don't see any.
I don't know if there's
ones.
Anybody I would support.
Well, you don't know how old those people are. That could be kids.
I don't care.
That could be kids.
We know you didn't do it, baby.
It's so moronic, though.
Click on
if
somebody.
If you want to reserve judgment, that's one thing. But to automatically, if I have to automatically judge if this happened or not happened, gun to my head, I'm going to say it happened.
It happened. Look at his track record. If it was, say.
I don't know, though. I wasn't there.
Say it was. I'm trying to think of another artist. Say it's. Oh, it's just a bad example. Let's just say Justin Bieber. Say it's Post Malone. I mean, you'd have a lot more reservation in deciding whether or not he did it. Chris Brown's got the track record.
Well, they're going to make a big deal out of it. You can't base charges like this on. But look at this guy's track record.
Yeah,
he respects no one. Women, least of all, it seems. I mean, honestly, look at those pictures of Rihanna. How
I know
this animal did that to Rihanna. The night before the Grammys. And by the way, he sang at the Grammys 2 years after he beat the shit out of her.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing? And he
I
was threatening.
I that one.
He's also, Karrueche Chan says he beat her up.
Yep.
And when she dumped him and other guys were attempting to move in on her, he was threatening them.
The story about his girlfriend being at the hotel the whole time, in the hotel room the whole time, comes from his camp. So we don't even know if that's true. I mean, they could have just said, you're saying you were in that room. And that there were 20 other people. They also claim there were 20 other people in the room hanging out listening to music, which doesn't mean that he couldn't rape somebody in a closet. You know,
well, that
the music's
could mean they,
loud enough.
They could have wanted the two girls to get it on.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'm interested in hearing.
He won't get away with this one. He won't.
I would not be at all surprised.
Especially because of the whole Paris angle. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know what the reputation of justice in Paris is, the police there. I don't know.
But they got to look at his record.
Well,
not necessarily. You
can't just
if he was a horse, I would be betting him. If he was a horse, his track record speaks highly for himself.
Yeah. They won't be allowed to introduce all that. I mean, if there is a trial, he's not charged yet.
No.
He's not even charged, so... And I think it's important to point that out. We don't know. This could be some complete psycho. I don't know. He sure doesn't seem to learn much from past experience, though. You know, I would say if I were this guy, I don't think I'd be taking strangers back to my room.
Why? You get away with it every time.
Taking phones away from people. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I think, you know, what happens when Chris Brown, R. Kelly, I'm not putting them in the same place because they're different. And, you know. They're not the same person, put it that way. But it seems that every time they get away with something, it emboldens them. Doesn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. Anytime you get away with something, you're going to do it again. Because you haven't learned a lesson.
I tell you, if I got busted doing something really stupid, I mean, raping a woman is just hard for me to even imagine. But I don't know anything. I just think I sure don't want to do that again. For some reason,
you're right.
I don't just maybe it's me. Maybe that's why I don't do stuff like that.
It seems like France has a higher amount of rape in all forms of sexual assault.
What did I tell you?
It goes France, then the U.S., Hong Kong. I mean, there's just a group of them.
How about convictions?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Apparently, in the history of France, it's been a form of violence, but really hasn't been punished as much. And this is, once again, going on about 4 minutes of research.
That's enough.
Well, he's got, keep reading, and we're going to make a call. You think it's a good time to call our friend in at the Fire Festival, Brandon?
He called back.
Yeah, he just called back.
Okay.
He's anxious to talk. I just don't know if it's the exact one we're looking for.
First, though, the many of you that have gone to see Dr. Yalder, our recommendation, have been giving us feedback. The gist of it is the feeling of freedom when the nuisance of glasses, reading glasses, and contacts are no longer part of your life. No more poking your eyes twice a day with contacts. No more forgetting the damn reading glasses. People tell us about the feeling of confidence and safety at Dr. Yalda's office, both from him and his great technicians, that seeing 20/20 or better is only
anything
part of it.
Anything that doesn't help.
Sorry.
It's also freedom to be able to see great 24/7, not just when you put the contacts in or put the glasses on your nose. It's custom LASIK for people under 50, the amazing multifocal implants for those over 50. The evaluation is free, and then the Drew and Mike discount follows, so call 1-800-398-EYES. And if you have a fresh health savings account or a tax return coming, use it to change your life. 1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyesCenter.com. Layla knows there's pizza down here.
I know. She's been eyeballing me for a while now.
Listeners keep telling us how much they love Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram because they go above and beyond their customers. Whenever listeners need something, Jeff Schneider, the general manager, and Thad Zot, the owner, go the extra mile. They'll handle it themselves. They don't just hand listeners off to any willy-nilly salesperson like Gabara, and that guy that waves his commission all the time.
Yeah.
Just call either location. Ask for Jeff's cell. That's Jeff Schneider. And he'll work with you directly. During Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's 2019 Auto Show event, you can lease the truck of the year, a new 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab for just $169 a month. $169 for that 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. And Zot will double your auto show bonus cash. Because Zot doubles your auto show bonus cash, you can lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month.
Have you ever seen their commercials on TV?
Yes, I have.
Jeff's in a dress in his last commercial.
Hot.
I don't think I saw that one.
He's got good legs.
Good for him.
Yeah.
There's also, does he work out?
Yeah, I guess so.
Really?
Show him off.
To get hotter with him sometime.
Him and Thad. Zot's good on those commercials, by the way.
There's also awesome auto show deals on Wrangler at Zot with employee pricing for everyone on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. No discount number needed. Simply show and get employee price on a brand new Wrangler. Only at dealsinad.com. And David Hall and Hall Financial is the top mortgage company for client service and big supporters of our show as well. David Hall and Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refi. You've heard it from our listeners. Over 500 five-star reviews because they always put you first. In fact, even when I email with them, it's amazing how quickly they get back. 72% of Hall's business is a referral because realtors trust them. Their clients love them. Don't just take it from us, though. Here's another great review. If you're going to work with someone in the Metro Detroit area, this is your team. They made the process really easy. Checked in with me every 2 days, even if there was no news. On top of elite service, I closed 2 weeks early. Even the sellers were impressed. And they always are ahead of the curve on getting this done. Well, it's a refi. Maz did a refi with Hall.
I did.
Saved some money?
I saved money, got some money up to pay some bills, and kept some cash in my pocket.
Hey.
That's worked out very well for many, many people. We had 4 leads over there last week, and usually our leads are golden.
As a heat lesson from Jess?
I don't know. It was a request for copies of the audio of the commercials. That's really? A new request from Hall. I think the heat is really on, but I think we're up to it.
Come on, Dave.
4 leads last week.
It's not Dave, it's Jess. I mean, made a great hire.
I'm going to send her this one.
Is she a blood dog?
I think that's why Jess is so tough. Hall's all over. That's why they're so good. They're very efficient. They don't let little details get in the way.
We're going to open up the hotline soon, too.
See why over 500 clients, that's right, they do sponsor the Hall Financial Hotline. See why over 500 clients are raving about the team at Hall Financial today. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. Or you can call 248-308-5000 or click the link on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage. There's no excuse for you not getting in touch with Hall.
I'm still dying to know what happened at the KFC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm glad you remembered.
But first, we're going to call down to the Bahamas, mainly because of the whole fire festival, and in particular this scene, in case anybody listening, like Tom, I'm sure, did not listen to the podcast yesterday. Have you seen any of the fire festival documentaries?
Yeah, I like it.
Which one did you watch?
The one on, not the Netflix one.
The Hulu one. Okay, this is from the Netflix, and this is by far the clear highlight from both.
Did Andy ever tell you how he had to get the water out?
Oh, yeah. Did Andy tell you about how he had to get the water out? Yeah. It was, like, fucking crazy.
That's another story.
I'm not going to talk about that.
Let me tell you something. We had four containers filled, four 18-wheeler trucks filled with Evian water. But I had left the week before for 2 days to go to meetings in Bermuda for the America's Cup. And when I came back, I'd missed the big meeting with Customs. And of course, Customs had said to Billy and the gang, you need to pay us $175,000 in cash today for us to release the water.
Is he pushing his voice?
I went down. A little bit. Well, Billy called me.
You should. Great
completely,
pipes.
You know. This won't go that far, I'm sure, but Billy called and said, Andy, we need you to take one big thing for the team. And I said, oh my gosh, I've been taking something for the team every day. He said, well, you're our wonderful gay leader, and we need you to go down. Will you suck dick to fix this water problem? And I said, Billy, what? He said, Andy, if you will go down and suck Cunningham's dick, who's the head of customs, and get him to clear all of the containers with water, you will save this festival. And I literally drove home, took a shower. I drank some mouthwash. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really, and I got into my car.
Sounds like he's getting hot for the event.
To take one for the
team. Let's see your penis.
And I got to his office fully prepared to suck his dick.
Sounds like he's pumped.
But he couldn't have been nicer. And he's like, Andy, listen. I will release all the water.
After you suck my dick.
I will let you serve it.
After you suck my dick.
But I want to be one of the first people to be paid
or you can suck my dick.
Import fee for what you're doing. And I said, okay, great. And I got back, and I had all the water that we needed.
I still think he might have done it.
You got some great pipes.
Brandon and I were talking before the show.
Well, wait, let me ask you something.
If Drew told you, like Tom, say he said, Tom, we need you to take one for the team. You got to go down to this place and eat some chick out. Would you?
It's for the show.
I think I could.
That seemed to be the consensus in the room.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I think we could. But then someone else mentioned, what if she's like really gross? We don't know what Cunningham looks
like. He doesn't know anything about Cunningham. I'm wondering, did he know Cunningham was gay? Was Cunningham, I mean,
obviously
standard practice?
Obviously he's heard.
Wait, that matters if you're receiving?
Yeah. I don't want that from that guy.
I want to know why the voice pushes.
Got great pipes.
Probably really good at it.
So I've been calling down to the Bahamas. Probably true. And I've been looking for people in charge of customs named Cunningham, and I came across two individuals, and I don't know. I think that one of them might be the Cunningham. I just don't know which one it is, so we can try calling
them. Okay.
I just
well, yesterday was it Anne-Marie Roll? Anne-Marie?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was great.
That was a great. That was a great get. I have to point that out. To you, the podcast listener, she's on the news
everywhere.
This morning on GMA and Today Show, and I'm so glad she's getting her money back. That was the saddest part in that whole thing.
It was awful. It was awful. Well, she wasn't the only person that got boned.
Not by a mile.
I was just thinking of one of the really ironic things is that if he rinsed his mouth off with mouthwash, wouldn't that make Cunningham last longer? Wouldn't it have a numbing effect?
It would have a numbing effect, much like the Listerine treatment
exactly. That
Tom Jones used to go through for shows.
I was going to ask why he was rinsing his mouth out prior to sucking the guy off.
To make it last longer.
I think he was getting hot. I think he was hottening up. I mean, he said he took a shower.
Hey, if you're going to do something, do it right.
I guess so.
What if Tom Bosley answers, Mr. Cunningham, Mr. C?
Bos? Right in the back of the hardware store.
Tom
Bosley. Coast to Coast Customs Brokerage, good afternoon.
Hi, Mr. Cunningham.
Yes.
Yes, this is the Drew and Mike Show calling from the States. And
yes, sir.
We were watching the Fire Festival documentary, and then there's a really strange part of this documentary. Maybe you've heard about it that references you?
No, it does not represent me.
Oh, it's not
it
you?
It references a customs officer. I'm a customs broker.
Ah. Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
And that's not, wrong person, bro.
I thought it was, okay, well, I understand that, but can you explain that to me? I just thought it was the weirdest thing. Was this man, was he soliciting this kind of thing? Because they didn't really explain.
No, Not that I'm aware of. I'm not sure of the details. But you mean, was the customs officer soliciting that?
Yeah, it made it sound as if the customs officer wanted to receive this favor from this man, and that maybe that was his preference.
I don't know the information, but I don't think so. Is that
Cunningham?
He's a man on top of the customs food chain. Why would he need to do this? I mean, he's a very well-off fellow.
Yeah,
why
I did
need to do that, but I
because they
I
didn't
know,
have the money.
I thought it was a little unfair to make that suggestion that this person was open to that sort of a bribe, and not to mention, I really didn't care what his preference
maybe the fellow was angry. Because I don't know. But I don't know the details, but that person is not me.
Do you work in customs?
I work in customs?
Broker.
Oh.
I'm a customs broker. I'm an independent, private, self-employed fella.
Do you know that other Cunningham?
I know who the person is, but I can't say that I know him.
Huh. Now, as a broker, I mean, nothing's been offered to you like that, right?
Well, please, don't insult me.
What?
No, please.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know if that was common behavior down there.
Yeah, it was, as I mentioned.
People out here are sick or perverted, bro. I run a business. I offer service for money.
Right. It's not government money in your case. It's your money.
Yeah.
It's my independent money, yes. I'm a private business person.
I understand what you're saying. Now, did you have to deal with the fire festival? It seems like they bothered and caused problems for virtually everyone in the entire island.
I had nothing to do with that. That's not on the island that I live on. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, I see. Well, what island do you live on?
I live in New Providence. That took place in Exuma.
Have you thought of changing your name because of the situation?
Why should I change my name? Well, there are thousands of Cunninghams in this country, maybe tens of thousands.
Well, I know, but people will mistake an identity. It can be horrifying.
No, they won't mistake an identity because I'm not that person.
No, I'm glad.
You accuse every Cunningham of being that person?
No, I'm glad you cleared
it up.
We're going
to call each one until we find him.
How about Howard Cunningham?
Tom Bosley?
I cannot know who's Howard Cunningham.
Well, thank you so much. You've been very helpful. Can you tell me something? Have you been to Norman's Cay? You probably have.
I've never been to Norman's Cay.
Never been there. Okay. I just wondered what the difference was between Norman's Cay and the island where this actually occurred, this fire festival.
I can help you with that. Okay. I know there's a Norman's Cay, but I've never been there.
I see. Well, you've been very helpful, and I apologize for the confusion. It's just the weirdest. It's a documentary. It's getting a lot of play over here, and a lot of people are watching it. And so we're trying to get clear things up, I guess you might say. It's crazy.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for your time,
sir.
Good luck with your business.
Yeah.
I think it's him. I think it's very possible him. Brandon, I mean, where that number came from, a government number, right?
I mean, how many Cunninghams are there? Well, he says there's plenty.
There's not that many.
I'm not 100% sure. I don't know.
Were there a lot of Cunninghams?
Customs, and that's why I had reached out to him, because he is located really close to Exuma. The other one, however, that I have, I believe this one is on Exuma, so this might be.
I deserve to be blown first!
So let's try
actual audio. I think we should call Cunningham's until we get Tom Bosley.
I would.
What if he's down there?
I would be awesome.
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
You think any of these guys could help me out? Because I'm trying to book a trip for Kathy's birthday. I'm trying to get an all-inclusive.
If you blow him.
Trying to get an all-inclusive down there. You think anyone
very
can help
possible.
Me?
Yeah, let's investigate.
All right, thanks.
Drop to your knees.
I don't know if you want to go to Exuma. It looked a little... Well, the Sandals place was probably nice, right?
I don't think I could afford that.
It's all-inclusive.
Yeah, you could.
And Kathy's earned it.
It's either that or the pool.
I'm finished washing my dick if you're still psyched to blow me.
This Cunningham's not answering.
He answered earlier.
What time is it there? Same time as us?
We like to celebrate. Saints.
Time's the same everywhere.
Big fat okay. Fucking sausage.
I still kick myself, man, over blowing that man on the street. God damn it. And well, one more.
It could be maybe they don't stay open till.
They were open earlier.
And you're listening to the Beach Boys.
The number you have reached is not in service.
Comeback song, Kokomo, featured in the movie Cocktail, starring Tom Cruise and Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, I loved Elizabeth Shue.
So this number, this one that we just tried, that like nobody picked up. They did say tomorrow would be better to talk to Cunningham, so we can try him again tomorrow.
Okay. What was that? That particular Cunningham was...
He was a little off.
Defensive, but I believed him at first, generally.
I have two pieces of breaking news.
Okay. Wow.
One involves the dumbest story that just keeps getting dumber.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's about Covington High School.
It's about that situation, but it's back on this. Now the other side's digging up stuff on Nathan Phillips.
Oh, I don't mean to laugh. It's just...
It's so dumb.
Why?
I love
this. This is just so dumb. It's... Okay, I'll bite. What is it?
It appears, as of now, that he was never in Vietnam, which was speculated about before.
I read a lot of speculation about that yesterday because of his age.
Well,
I just want to say this, though, because I want to make this clear. Yep. When I said that, I had read it, but even the people who were talking about it were saying that he appeared to be born after the last people were sent to Vietnam, but that doesn't mean he couldn't have been a Vietnam vet. I don't know.
So they've pointed out his phrasing is always a Vietnam Times veteran. Like he was in the military during that time.
Oh.
He would have been 18 years old in 1973, the last year combat units were in Vietnam. He also claims to be a Marine veteran. And the last Marine combat units left Vietnam in 71.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so now the ball gets served back to the other side. We'll see what happens there.
I thought the build the wall thing, you know, maybe you confused their chants. I think those stupid high school chants they did blew this thing into overdrive.
Coulda. Mm-hmm.
And...
Although that other...
They were harmless, but is it possible the guy thought the chants were build the wall when they were just...
Oh, I'm sure.
He could have been hard of hearing. Sure.
Well, I mean, he's got that drum that he's playing.
I don't like his attitude. He really implies that these kids were just horrible, and I'm sure there were a few that were dicks, but generally speaking, I don't know for what happened with these guys yelling at him, and I was picturing my friends and I at that age. If somebody came up and just started yelling shit at us...
You're going back.
You would laugh.
I would yell some. I don't know if I would. I know... Somebody in my group would surely not just sit there and take it. It'd probably be a lot of smart-ass stuff.
No doubt.
Now, the new video of those kids, the girl claims that they were also shouting, Bill Moore.
The new video?
The other new video, the other group of Covington kids that were, quote-unquote, harassing the women.
Oh, the girl?
Yeah.
Why would they shout build the wall at her?
Who the fuck knows?
Play the video.
I'm trying to find. I think what had happened is maybe they had mentioned the hats or something, and so the kids said, yeah, MAGA or something. I'm going to try to find it real quick.
Well,
that'll
make them more popular. Well, when Nathan Phillips is there, and who knows? This is so silly.
Yeah, it's great. I kind of love it.
I'm finding myself so annoyed by it. And then when I'm just about to, honestly, I was like, okay, just let this go. It's the Hebrew Israelites, whatever. I mean, I never even heard of Hebrew Israelites before. I'm reading Wikipedia on them, and I'm going, why am I doing this? What has happened to my life?
Here's the really quick video that this girl posted.
Maga!
I'm so tired already.
Now, was that on the steps of the... That's not on the steps.
No. It's nearby.
So it is the same group?
Well, no. It could be a
different... So there's 200 of them in that video, or...?
I watched...
There's like 13.
Oh.
I watched an hour and... How long was that video, Brandon?
It was like an hour, 45 minutes.
Nobody chanted, build the wall.
No. Uh-uh.
There's some tomahawk chops.
45 minutes.
And honestly, I don't know that they didn't think a tomahawk chop was they were chanting along with the guy. They were, I mean, it was like, whatever.
Now, do you want the other piece of exciting breaking news?
Is it Covington still?
No.
Okay. Because I'm thinking they will have sense and turn down the White House visit. But I,
no
because I'm thinking
no
they,
way.
No, they want out of this thing.
Let's just go to the White House. And school's closed anyway.
If they go to the White House, they will be even more vilified.
Oh, well, if that's even possible, though.
But they'll have good fast food waiting for them.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Someone's pregnant. It's not Miley Cyrus.
Wait, wait, wait. Bad baby.
No. It's not in the, it's in the world of politics.
Somebody's pregnant.
CC.
Chelsea Clinton.
Oh.
But Chelsea Clinton?
She tweeted it, and amazing, the responses are just so positive.
Clinton? That's her third.
Well, you know, I'm not a Chelsea Clinton fan, but I wish her no ill will. I hope she has a healthy baby.
No, I know, but you know people will troll her.
We'll do what?
We'll troll her. Troll her Twitter.
For having a baby? Well,
yeah.
You know, there's just
John Legend tweeted at her. Congratulations.
Nice.
Yeah, there's so many assholes out there. I'm sure someone will troll her. And I'm glad that makes them feel so good. Okay.
Want to go to the Colonel now? KFC?
Yeah, let's go to KFC. Yeah, we got
a busy day. Let's not forget this week in Soft Rock this week.
We're not going to forget
that. We're
still
doing that?
Yeah, we're still doing that.
Channel 7 at 11 o'clock last night. Okay, the Covington, this funny, this thing reminds me of the Covington thing because it's so stupid.
Awesome.
And all these people jump in, of course, after the fact because the video gets on social media. And what you're going to see, and they'll explain it, and they'll get a thanks for listening to the podcast, is that three guys order some food, and one item is left out of their bag, I think, and they're eating at KFC, and I think they asked for the item, and the cashier was not very nice about it.
Oh,
and you'll see he's harassing them, telling them to hurry up and get out.
Sounds delicious.
Into a confrontation with a group of customers. Well,
Karen's
now the employee
great.
Is out of a job.
He's
Allie Hoxie
line.
Is outside the KFC Savory on Telegraph Road in Annapolis, where the video was recorded. Allie, you spoke to the customers in this video tonight?
The video does not show what led up to this confrontation. However, I did speak with the men in that video tonight to find that out. We are blurring the employee's face in the video because we do not know if he's charged with a crime.
All I'm trying to do is eat. That's all I'm trying to do.
This is where the video starts. A few moments later, the employee walks out from behind the counter.
Hurry up and eat and get the
Thank you.
Hurry up and eat and get the
I'm trying.
But tensions were high before the video started.
They had a negative energy about them.
We were told a miscommunication about some food
negative
being
energy.
Left off the order
mean?
Started the ordeal when the woman told the men they didn't have to have an attitude about it.
I'm sitting in the booth and I say, you've had an attitude since we walked in the door.
They say that is when the man in the video steps in.
I started recording as soon as he said. He said he was going to stab us if we didn't leave.
Things get more heated when the employee slides into the booth.
Don't make me rob you. Eat your
Rob you of what?
Eat your food.
You want
then Bruton offers up his wallet.
Take it.
Give it to me. Put it in my hand.
For what?
Put it in my hand.
You think you're
Put
so
it in my hand.
Ooh,
Put
I
it
wish
in my
you
hand.
Would.
You got to eat your
salt,
food.
Honey.
Eat your food.
I cannot wait until
Hurry
they
up.
Show up.
Yeah, the police. They
The only thing I could think of is how am I getting out of this situation safe and unharmed with my sister.
This video has already been shared more than 1,600 times on Facebook. 7 Action News reached out to KFC about the encounter. They sent us a statement saying the actions of the employee in this incident were unacceptable. The franchisee, who owns the restaurant, has terminated the employee. The video is also prompting death threats towards these customers from people stating they were making racial remarks before the video was recorded. They say that's not true.
We do not have an ounce of racism in us.
We're genuine people.
And it's 2019. Love is love. We're getting a ton of hate, too, for being gay.
Bruton says the employee in the video was arrested by Dearborn Heights police for assault. We reached out to them today and was told we could not get a comment until after the holiday. Reporting in Dearborn Heights, Allie Hoxie, 7 Action News.
Allie Hoxie free.
Okay, so it's so easy to say, oh, that's not the whole tape. They were saying racist stuff before the tape.
You
so now,
know, who knows? No one knows that.
No, they don't know
that.
Of course, they don't know that.
Out,
that guy, that jackass, is obviously the source, or somebody there is the source.
I don't want the manager sitting in the booth while I'm eating. That's weird. Go away.
And saying he's going to rob them.
Well, that's another
I don't even
issue.
Know if that was the manager. It might have just been one of the
cashier. I don't know who it was. But
maybe the chicken guy.
What the fuck is going on? What kind of madness? And
well, I'm sure it's
again,
always gone on.
It's social media.
Filmed.
It's social media, so it gets shared 600 times, so people get invested in it and going, oh, I think they did something. Or somebody went on there and said, they made racial slurs first. Boy, as soon as you say racial slurs, boom, it's all over.
I think it's the most,
whether it's true or not, it's almost like it's just a little grenade you can throw into things to change the game.
I think the most important thing to come out of this story is that we're looking at Allie Hoxie. Is that her name?
Yeah, she's hot.
Her Instagram, she's beautiful and a great reporter and a Michigan fan.
And smart. Yeah. Did you say she's beautiful?
Yeah.
Yeah, who? I asked it. Oh, it was Steve Martin that got in trouble for. Wow. Whoa, go up one and over one. Yeah, what's going on there? Yeah, you do know how to dress up. Why is that go blue? Where's she at?
A wedding?
I want to know more about this Allie Hoxie. Who are you?
Does she have more likes than me?
Ooh, well, probably. On Instagram. Does probably. She have a Twitter? Where's she? Oh, she's from here.
She has less followers than we do.
Ooh.
Okay, I'll look at it.
Not after well, not, this. Not until this story, not after yeah. This. Although it's funny, it didn't seem like Carolyn knew who she was either when she threw to her.
Well, no, she, kinda, no. She was kind of spitting up her words.
I've never seen her there before.
Plus, she asked her a question, and the piece was obviously on tape, so she didn't answer the question. Oops.
Oh, boy.
Whatever. It happens. Like, we never make a mistake.
There's some other local news of import. One.
All I do.
Olga's dead at 92.
I know.
From Olga's.
What a great sandwich she makes.
Olga Loizon. Opened a Greek restaurant in 1970, became Olga's, big chain. Did very well.
She sold out early, though, looks like.
Did she?
75?
Are you accusing her of selling out, like,
she
in quotes?
She was stuck with it.
Well, she was elderly. She wanted to enjoy herself.
75?
She sold out!
Well, she was 90 when she died, right?
92. Oh,
mm-hmm. 92.
Then we have this piece of shit, and I mean complete piece of shit, who steals a truck and gets pulled over at 2 a.m. near Saginaw and shoots the cop in the face.
Horrible. Why? Horrible.
Because he's driving a stolen truck.
How's the cop?
I guess. A cop is, he's being, is he he's okay? Alive.
Shot
I don't know if
face.
He's, I don't think he's okay, but he's, it last, sounds like.
But he didn't die?
Last I saw it was critical, but I'll look God for an update.
So then the this, fuck, this prick, man. Who by the way is a parole violator, and I'll get to his record in a second. He he also has 9 tattoos, and I know this because he's been in prison.
He also has the most appropriate last name for his looks.
Yes, he's a redhead. His last name is Rosebud. So maybe
no,
that...
Rose Bush.
Oh, Rose Bush. That's yeah, right.
And he's an orange, redheaded dude.
And I think he's got an APW as well.
Oh, clearly.
He has D12 tattooed. KMK for the Cottonmouth Kings. What are the Cottonmouth Kings?
Oh, Cottonmouth Kings are cool. I used to listen to them a lot in high school.
It's a band?
Yeah, they focus on marijuana rap.
I have their CD.
Okay, and he's got a DGAF don't give a fuck tattoo. I didn't know DGAF stood for that.
No one but, does. He has to explain it every time.
Rosebush, no more fucks for you.
God.
No more fucks for you, you dick.
What an
asshole. They arrested him this afternoon at 1 o'clock. After a chase in which he shot at the police and they shot at them, and I believe they hit him.
Can they just kill the guy?
I know. I wish they just pop this.
That's the
fuck
end of it.
Off.
That's the end
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. He's got really de-pants him.
Who the hell's going to disagree with that?
Yeah,
no
make
one.
Fun.
No one.
They
fuck
should.
Him.
They should de-pants him at sentencing and let everyone laugh at his APW.
In his Rose Bush.
He's been arrested for assaulting police, resisting arrest, breaking and entering, assault, multiple financial crimes, and also larceny from a car. Great guy. So glad he was out to do this.
Like to not, I mean, he's got a bunch of dumb tattoos, but really, you want to have a tattoo of the Cottonmouth Kings?
I think I know somebody with a Cottonmouth
I don't even know who the Cottonmouth Kings are.
Well, it's not like they sold a bunch of albums.
Get you a t-shirt.
I went to a concert.
Why don't you get a tattoo?
Sounds like you might have hung out with him.
Why don't you just marry him?
Are you in Rose Bush tight?
No, but I went to a Cottonmouth Kings concert.
He might have been there with you.
There's a lot of marijuana there.
Is there a redheaded dude there?
Probably, I don't know. I didn't recognize him.
And we're calling the APW in the course of the evening?
No.
In the men's room?
He definitely should be defanced during the trial.
Yes, he should.
Then shot.
What an
asshole.
Be
demanded by the prosecutor. I think it's among their demands.
Why did he steal a truck? What's this turd's problem?
I know, and the truck, and this was, I was kind of intrigued by this.
Did they mention what kind of truck it was?
Yes, they did. Yes, somebody might need a new truck because it was in a chase.
Exactly.
So the last I see
AIS Construction.
Oh, wow.
That was a fleet
it had an AIS construction
they might need a fleet.
Sign
they might need a fleet, yeah.
But it was stolen. So as construction got kind of boned in this thing, although they got a plug in the story.
Well, yeah.
Not the best plug.
Come on out. Come on out to Zot. No, we'll replace that truck.
It sounded like a nice truck.
Well, they can't drive it now. It's been in
a... Latest I see is Saginaw Township Police Officer Jeff, is it Koenig? He's in critical but stable condition. Okay. He was able to radio in saying, I've been shot in the face.
God. Oh, wow. Man.
Can you imagine that?
No.
16-year vet?
Oh, boy, I'm amazed.
What a loser.
And that reminds me of something we saw as we were getting ready for the show today. The protesters at the St. Clair Shores Police Department.
Yep, on Martin Luther King Day.
And they're protesting on Martin Luther King Day to draw attention to the man who was wielding a gun at a baby shower.
Yeah.
And he went outside because he heard someone was there that he apparently has a beef with. This is a fucking baby shower, by the way. Yeah. His child. I think it was his child, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes outside. The police are called because, of course, people are going, oh, my God, it's a fucking baby shower. Police are called. The police show up.
Remember, we heard that 911, and the owner seemed very freaked out.
Yeah, they wanted the cops there fast. You know, it's amazing.
They don't know what's going on.
There's very little sympathy for police when things go askew. But frequently you hear these kinds of calls where people are really freaking out, and that's what they get. They show up, and the guy is outside with a gun, and he takes off when he sees the police. They take off after him.
Well, they tell him, drop the gun.
Yeah, they're yelling at him. That's the first thing they tell him. Drop the gun. The police dog, of course, is ahead of the police. He turns around and shoots the dog.
That's Axel.
And you see the dog in the video running back after it's been shot, which is just, oh, God, that was hard to watch. And then he shoots at the police, and they shot him. And the complaint is that the police shot the dog, and they shot him too many times.
Right.
And they want their autopsy.
His family is saying that the police did all the shooting. He didn't shoot anything.
Yeah, they shot their own dog. Police don't. They hate their dogs, so that wouldn't surprise me. This is what every day feels like lately. Just.
Can we talk about the worst story of the day?
Wait, the guy that did that this March was the guy that also put those T-shirts out.
Oh yeah,
F the dog.
Fuck that dog. Yeah. I know. You know the dog. How could you possibly want to rag the dog?
Well, they're ragging it because they thought we cared more about the dog's death than we did about the guy that they shot.
They've been right about that. Yeah. If he did what they say he did, and right. There's no reason to believe otherwise, I don't know. I mean, that's what, you know, it's funny when people throw shit out there and there may be nothing to this, it doesn't seem there is.
Right.
All the terrible stories. Did you see what Inside Edition led with?
I did not.
It's pretty outrageous. Can you pot it up, Brandon? Here we go.
Someone trying to throw Tom Brady off his game during Sunday's NFL playoff. You couldn't see it if you were watching on TV, but shocking video from inside the stadium shows a green laser light pointed at the New England quarterback during key moments of the game. As Les Trent reports, the NFL is now investigating.
Who's cheating out, Tom?
A disturbing new video just unearthed showing a green laser beam targeting superstar quarterback Tom Brady during Sunday night's big championship game. The laser sure looks
maybe it gives him superpowers.
Right. The video was captured by a local news cameraman working the sidelines in Kansas City.
It's not even in his eyes.
It was not visible on the broadcast that aired on CBS, which was seen by a mind-blowing 64 million viewers watching at home in the final minutes.
Wow. That's more than Joe Millionaire finale.
At least three times during the fourth quarter.
By a lot.
It's not known if he realized what was happening or if it distracted him. After the first incident,
it was a run play.
Football break through an interception on the very next play.
Oh, see? They threw him off.
Laser pointers like this are banned in all 31 NFL stadiums, but it certainly wouldn't be hard to sneak one inside.
I love it when Inside Edition does this kind of stuff.
And this one could distract a player.
They'll probably talk to an expert next.
If you had a laser directly into your eye that hit the right spot at the right time, then you would either notice this bright light or have a minute of not being able to see.
Right spot at the right time. What are the odds of that?
But if it did damage the retina, then you might notice decreased vision that could slowly progress over time.
Not if you're a robot quarterback.
In 2016, a high-powered laser was pointed directly at the face of Houston Texans quarterback Brock Osweiler in an obvious attempt to distract him.
We appear to have an issue with laser pointers from the stands.
The same kind of lasers have been used to target helicopter and airline pilots. A dangerous and illegal trend. Now it's Tom Brady's turn.
Who cares?
Boy, is there just...
I wish it affected him. That's the problem.
Is there just no end to the amount of dicks out there?
No.
It doesn't seem like there's more dicks than ever.
You know it.
There's other Super Bowl news.
What, them turning on the pot ads?
No, Harry Connick Jr. is boycotting the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Did you read the letter he wrote to Roger Goodell?
Is he serious?
Yeah. Dear Commissioner Goodell, please know that I would have written this letter regardless of which teams were playing in the NFC Championship.
Fake!
Which, why is it Harry Connick Jr.'s job to write letters to the commissioner? I love
when
the
you think of football, you think of Harry Connick Jr.
Well, you do when he dresses like that. Look at that picture of him. He's wearing a full Saints uniform with pads. He's got shoulder pads and a helmet and eye black.
Good God.
And he looks like he's going to go into the game.
Oh, and he would have written the letter if it were the other way around.
I love the game of football so much. The NFL gives me such great joy and has for many years.
For you, Harry.
To not call the pass interference, helmet-to-helmet penalties at the end of the game was one of the most disgraceful no-calls I've ever seen. The officiating this year has been, for the most part, mediocre, in my opinion. But for a game as important as the NFC Championship, it sickens me to know that the people who are assigned to fairly officiate the game seemingly had no regard for not only a dangerous penalty, but one that would certainly have changed the outcome of the game. Until changes are made, specifically booth reviews of outcoming altering no-calls.
Well, finally, Harry Connick comes to the table.
You can
tip
count
the balance.
That's
you can,
it.
You can count me out. I'm not watching the AFC Championship game, and I won't be watching the Super Bowl. Thank you for taking time to read my letter. Sincerely, Harry Connick.
God, he missed a great game.
How much you want to bet that he watched it?
Oh, I don't know. It seems like it really affected the game. After all, what, 68 million people watched it?
It could have been 68 million and one.
How is the Super Bowl going to survive without Harry Connick Jr. watching it?
The powerful boycott.
He's performed at the Super Bowl before.
Has he?
Yeah.
Really?
Never again.
Not again.
Do you have Colin Kaepernick's permission?
I don't think so. I don't think.
Is that not the dumbest letter you've ever heard?
Well, he obviously felt so strong that he had the right one.
Then go yell at a cloud. That's the same effect.
Miz, what was the Nick Cannon story today?
Yeah. We were watching. Nick Cannon said, well, they interviewed him, TMZ did, to ask him about Big Boy and Travis Scott, who are going to be at the Super Bowl with Adam Levine and his band.
Maroon 5.
And he said, "The Big Boy has got enough
cultural equity
to pull it off. But Travis Scott does not, and he'll probably face the wrath of his people coming after him, and he won't have enough
equity. He hasn't built any cultural equity.
Big Boy.
And he also is with a white girl.
Correct. He likes white girls. He's admitted
he likes white girls.
Yeah.
So, therefore, he can't play the Super Bowl yet.
Well, where are the white women at?
If he does play the Super Bowl, he's going to pay for it.
Unless he comes up with some cultural equity really soon. Now, where'd that term come? I've never heard that term before.
It must
be pretty new.
What happened to just...
I don't know. Someone's keeping count, I guess, of cultural equity.
But Nick Cannon...
How did Big Boy get his cultural equity? I'm not really sure what...
I guess he has stood up and done his thing.
He's playing the Super Bowl, though. Wouldn't he lose cultural equity by playing the Super Bowl?
Well, they say he's built up enough that he doesn't give a shit.
Have all the players built up enough to play in the Super Bowl?
I guess so.
And wouldn't that be the ultimate target, to get the players to boycott the Super Bowl instead of the halftime entertainment? I mean, if it's really that horrible a game.
And Nick Cannon said, you know, he's friends with Kaepernick, and Kaepernick is okay with, excuse me, Big Boy and Kaepernick are friends, and Kaepernick said it's okay for him to go play in the Super Bowl.
Why doesn't Colin Kaepernick book the Super Bowl instead of the league?
They should have went. Remember I told you they should have brought Kaepernick in for that game. They should have ended it all and brought Cap in for that game. They should have done something with Cap that game.
What if they had both teams sign him?
That's even good. They should play. He should play official.
Full time quarterback.
No, play official quarterback. You know how you do? You should do that when you had an odd guy.
All time QB.
Yeah, when you had an odd guy, you always all right. You're the official quarterback.
That'd be hilarious.
That's what you got to do.
Even up the game.
Absolutely. That really would even.
After all, the refs on a coin flip will probably determine who wins.
Oh my god!
All time quarterback was bullshit. I never got to be the all time quarterback.
Well, you had a puss arm.
Well, I don't think I could palm the ball.
I never.
Your hands too small?
I was never all-time quarterback either.
I was.
And of course you were. So your negotiating skills. Okay. I used to have to play in the backyard. I think I told you this. My brother was always the quarterback. Throw me the ball and then like yell freeze. And then all of a sudden he's the DB that gets to light me up after I catch it.
That's great.
I can't tell you how many times I had the wind knocked out of me.
So the Oscar nominations came out and Best Picture, Black Panther, Star is Born, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Stop.
Maz's favorite.
There you go.
You think it'll win?
Probably not, because it's gotten so much bad pub out of the Golden Globes that they'll give it to, what's the Spanish movie? Roma? Yeah,
Roma?
I bet you that one will win Netflix that none movie? Of us have seen.
Has anyone seen Roma?
No, it's on Netflix. It looks terrible.
It's about a housekeeper, isn't it?
Isn't it foreign language?
Drew, it's in black and white.
Oh, it'll win.
And I don't think it's in English either.
I predict it'll win.
Who would watch it?
Netflix. Pretentious people.
I think Green Book will win.
Except that the family of the of the black dude that Green Book's based on says he wasn't really that good of friends with the guy. Doesn't that hurt? And didn't Peter Farrelly do something wrong? Didn't he Me Too somebody?
He pulled his
something?
Dick out for
he
Greta
held
Paltrow.
It with his dick.
Could that cost him the Oscar?
It could.
Yeah. What about Vice?
Or I liked Star Vice. Is Born. I liked Vice.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I liked
see
it.
That movie. Is it in 3D?
No, it's not.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale was great. Amy Adams was real good. And George W. was played by
Sam.
Yeah, Sam.
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, he was great.
He's always so good.
I don't know. I saw A Star Is Born, and I didn't think it was really.
Finished your movies because I cut you off after Bohemian Rhapsody.
You didn't like Star Is Born?
I mean, it was okay.
With the women, it's number one.
I mean, I liked. Was that Sam Elliott? I liked him.
Yeah, Sam Elliott's cool.
But Bradley Cooper had this
pushing his voice.
Yeah, he had this weird voice.
And his mustache.
He looked like he never showered during production. He looked really sweaty and stinky.
And why is he singing?
I don't know. Lady Gaga was all right in it. But I just didn't walk away going, that's a movie.
She might win an award.
Were you bawling at the end of the movie?
No, I didn't know how they were going to do that because I know that there had been
not even light bulbs.
Spoiler alert!
Two previous iterations. I'm not going to spoil anything.
I'm just kidding. Who cares?
They do it bad.
It's still Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. I can tell you that for sure.
You're right. It's not.
Ooh. The Favorite, The Green Book, Black Klansman, Spike Lee, who never wins, Roma, and Vice.
Here's your trailer for Roma. On Netflix.
Roma Zero.
Yeah, I only have limited patience for this.
So black and white, you got a guy walking a bicycle making some noise.
It's pretty boring so far. I'm surprised there's electricity based on what I see.
Apparently they don't have color in Mexico.
Looks really depressing.
The lady's sweeping.
There's race cars.
It's kind of fun.
At least there's electricity.
Ugh, it's like day-to-day
life. A washing machine?
Ugh. Oh, too many people in one.
It's a winner.
She's a maid?
Yeah, that's what I read. Tucking somebody in makes a trailer?
She's about to get it on.
Boring.
She found a ring in a drawer. There's a band marching. What is this movie about?
It's got Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah, it's got Pink Floyd.
Kid yelling in the back seat of a car.
Oh shit.
This trailer doesn't give you any indication of what the movie is about.
A couple chubby women running.
5 stars.
Kids running. That looks like the Gillette commercial.
Hey, were they stealing gasoline in that last?
Yes, they were.
They were, really? Uh-oh.
Looked like it. What's going on?
Have to watch this thing. It's on Netflix.
Well, what else is going over there? Stop.
Doesn't look like be my favorite movie. There's a clothes hanging out to dry on a clothesline, so I assume this is a period piece.
Or it's just Mexico. Oh, yeah. Set in 1970 and 71. It's a semi-autobiographical tale of the writer-director's upbringing in Mexico City. It follows the life of the live-in housekeeper to middle-class family.
I'm a big fan of this detour so far.
Yikes. Sorry.
Well, it's up for the Academy.
I'm going to try and I'm going to watch it.
Sounds like an important movie.
I'm going to try and watch it tonight.
No, I'm looking forward to it. Glenn Close is up for a seventh nomination. She's never won, so
she's also has a very
win, right?
She has a very active sex life. She just said it. Just tell everybody recently.
Does she?
Glenn Close?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With who?
I don't know.
Rose. Amy Adams got her sixth nomination. I guess she's never won either.
She's great.
She's good. I usually like stuff she's in too.
Well, Glenn Close has got to be favored over her.
I don't want to hear about her old bag mom again and her choices.
I don't want to hear about your old bag mom.
Amy Adams might be wearing a low cut dress, so we could root for her to win.
I like Amy. Whatever. Roma and Favorite got 10 nominations. Black Panther got 7 nominations. Gaga got 2 for original song and actress. Bradley Cooper, actor, snubbed as director. Ha ha. Spike Lee got 3 nominations.
I like Adam Driver. Driver's in that movie.
Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz were both nominated for The Favorite.
Rachel Weisz. That's the one that has the fingering scene between the two.
Oh.
Well, oh,
that's not going to hurt anything.
Might not be between those two.
Did that make Mr. Skin?
There's a fingering scene. Probably.
Yeah, it's got to be in the skin.
It's about a lesbo... Royal Lesbo Affair.
That's definitely making the... What's he call his Academy Awards?
Anatomy Awards.
The Anatomy.
Here's the trailer. Here's the trailer for that one.
Oh, yeah, scissor. Yeah, scissor me, Allison.
Janet, you're crazy.
Oh, this is hot scissoring. Oh, scissor me timbers.
Looks good.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before, I think.
Did you see RBG is nominated for Best Documentary?
I did. It'll probably win.
I don't know what the other 4 are.
I didn't really know the documentaries, and I watch a lot of documentaries, so.
Yeah. None of your docs are in there.
No, they're not.
I can't believe Chappaquiddick didn't make it.
That's disappointing.
It is.
It was very entertaining.
It was.
It wasn't supposed to be, but it was.
I can't believe Teddy didn't make it.
You like Wes Anderson movies, right?
Well, yeah.
I do.
Have you seen Isle of Dogs? It's an animated movie, but it's got, you know, like Bill Murray's voice, Ed Norton's voice.
Hey, Norton.
Scarlett Johansson.
What's it called?
Isle of Dogs.
No.
It's might be his most bizarre movie, but it's pretty fucking good. It's pretty out there.
Is it on Netflix?
No, I remember when it came out, we were laughing at how stupid it looks. And I decided to watch it just because it is Wes. And it's actually really fucking good.
Does it have a cool soundtrack?
Not everybody would like it, though, if you get a, like, weird Wes Anderson movies.
This is what it looks like, Drew.
You're Duke. You're boss.
I'm Chief. We're a pack of scary, indestructible alpha dogs.
Basically, the guy in charge of Japan decides to get rid of all the dogs and sends them to an island because he likes cats. It's really weird.
I want to be on the dog island.
I'd like to get some feedback from people that have seen it because I could see how you would easily not like it, but I thought it was pretty good.
Well, it's got, what, 17 million views?
That's the trailer, yeah. I don't know what it
is. Seems like a lot of views. Is that a lot of views for a trailer?
I don't know.
Seems like it. Probably not.
Roma got at least one view. Which was
how many views
more
does that have? I really want to know.
I don't know. They don't tell you how many views on Netflix, no. But, equally as exciting, did you see the Razzie nominations?
Yeah. Melissa McCarthy got a Razzie nomination and a Best Actress nomination. Yep. And I didn't even know what movie she was in.
Is it the one? Oh, The Happy Time Murders, which is like the puppet movie.
I saw it.
Did you like it or was it bad?
Well, it's a puppet movie, so I mean, you get what you expect.
But it's dirty.
Were you
right?
taking your daughter?
No, I think I might have watched. No, she was probably.
Is she
sleeping.
Old enough for a puppet movie?
You wouldn't want your kids to watch this.
How old is she?
10 weeks today.
10 weeks. Seems like a puppy movie.
Happy
a puppet
birthday,
movie
Maddie.
Might be a little. Is she? About, was that a little young for that? Maybe.
This one's kind of dirty. Well,
so why'd you go to a puppet movie?
I didn't go to see it. I just rented it on demand or whatever, and I don't know. I wanted to see. Hey, is this going to be a good? You know, one of the Henson family members made it. I don't know if it's Brian. Like,
yeah, but if it's not Jim, then
I think it's Jim Henson's like brother.
Well,
I'm sure that sucks.
Was Elmo's a puppeteer back there?
There's sex scenes in it. There's nudity, puppet nudity. It's kind of weird. But Melissa McCarthy is. Nah, it's
you
not
into
that,
puppets?
It's not that good.
I didn't know you were into puppets.
Hot.
Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. You ever heard of that?
Big Muppet fan.
Muppets were great.
Lamb Chop.
I have to admit, the Muppets were fantastic.
Lamb Chop? Remember Lamb Chop?
Lamb Chop
sucks.
What was Lamb Chop?
Sherry. What was her name? Sherry.
Oh, yeah.
That was like one of the original puppets. We're talking original.
That's going back.
A song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on. You like this, Tom? And on, no. My friend. Some people started singing it.
What was her name? Sherry what, Mark?
I have no idea.
Well, she was Lamb Chop's voice.
Dumb.
Well, anyway.
Sherry Lewis.
Okay. The other news of note was the Miguel Cabrera paternity case.
He's got to pony up.
Has been settled. He's really not ponying up. I mean, he's ponying up, but she wanted $100,000 a month for the two kids, and she got $20,000 a month. He does, however, have to pay off her $1 million home.
Quickly.
Now, he had put down, I think, $175,000, and it was, I think that was worth $900, $950. It's a beautiful house. Mm-hmm. And bought her a Range Rover, and then was paying her $20,000 a month. Now, I would think that would cover the mortgage.
Pretty much.
Well, Drew, do you see all the other things he has to pay for?
Yeah, he has to pay for health care, private tuition, daycare, extracurricular activities, vacations, annual passes to Disney, Universal, and SeaWorld. Why can't you pass on the passes?
The there it is, because I always have it, because I always have my checkbook, because I'm always writing checks.
Well, they're like $125 a day, Drew, just to get in.
Couldn't he just write her a check for the next 10 years for those three, and she can buy them themselves? He's got to go online and buy season passes
He has to wait in line physically. Year.
You get a break if you get the season pass.
Imagine Miguel Cabrera in line.
Did she ask for a fast pass too?
Probably. Why can't that come out of the 20 grand?
I don't know, because this chick wanted everything she could get, and
that's a good deal by her guy.
What does the 20 grand cover? How much do two kids cost in a month?
I guess food, because it's not covering anything else.
Her Range Rover payment would be, you know, $700-$800, I suppose.
But it's not covering housing or school or health care.
No, he paid off the house.
Yeah, so what does it cover?
Well, she got to pay taxes on the house, so that's probably 30 grand. That's a month and a half, 40 grand, 2 months maybe. That leaves her with, well, she gets daycare paid for, so does she have a good job?
She must
probably
have a job.
Doesn't she work at the florist?
I bet she has a great job.
Doesn't she work at the florist?
She had a florist, but she never showed up. Her sister was working there, and then they had weird hours. Remember we tried to call the florist?
Right.
And nobody was there?
Exactly.
Does
Miggy still get to bang her? Is that part of the deal?
I think it seems so. Like it would be.
Why not? I mean, his wife might not be cool with it.
It sounds like Miggy got in over his head. Well, he had two kids with her. That was pretty silly.
Oops. Yeah. But not one, but two.
I know. That's where he really went wrong.
Yeah.
Well, he's got five more years at $30 million a year, so he's got a guaranteed $150 million still left, and maybe an additional 2 years if they sign the extension or whatever.
He has to have a good year that fifth year, though.
I highly doubt they're going to do that in 2024.
Oh,
five more years at $30 million. Holy shit.
I know. What an albatross.
Well, nice deal.
Apparently, the woman was angry because Miggy would not leave his wife. And so Miggy was actually asking for a divorce at one point, but then he changed his mind. And he dropped his $20,000 a month payments, which he'd been making, to $15,000 to appease his wife.
Hmm.
Apparently, his wife felt better if this woman was getting $5,000 less a month.
Well, he would have.
I don't blame her.
He would have lost more if he got a divorce. I assume they didn't have a prenup because they've known each other for a long time.
They've been married a long time.
It was cheaper for him to cut her pay and possibly be sued as he was.
Well, I wonder too if as her.
Because the story.
They kept suggesting that her financial demands kept going up. And I just wonder if maybe he thought, you know, maybe I'm better off with. This woman.
But the story says he cut it to $5,000 after she found out and threatened divorce. So she was saying, I will stay with you if you cut these payments to about $5,000. Pretty much just to fuck over the other woman. And so he decided, well, I don't want to get divorced.
Well, Mrs. C thought $15,000 was enough.
Mrs. C. Signora C.
I don't think she needs more than $15,000 a month. That'll cover. She probably added it all up, all the costs. And she didn't want Miggy getting ripped off. But honestly, $20,000 a month, she has no house payment.
I know, man. I think I'd have sex with Miguel for that deal.
Pretty good.
I'll be bouncing.
You think he'd go for you?
It's funny, too, that she asked for $100,000 a month for two kids.
Well, that's what the law...
50 grand per child.
That's what the law down there allows. They need to rewrite that law, maybe.
Well, we had all those cases of all those athletes who had knocked people up, and the women never got what they always would ask for a certain percentage, and they would never get it. Although they get a ton of money, 20 grand a month for two kids, although Kevin Federline, it wasn't enough.
What do you think Sean Kemp had to pay out? Or what's his name in the NFL?
He didn't have any money.
Who's the guy?
Where's those guys
the safety for the Patriots and the Jets?
You mean Cromartie?
Yeah, Cromartie.
Or Chris Henry.
What did they pay?
What's Cromartie's first name?
Antonio.
Can we look up his celebrity net worth? Were those with his wife?
No.
Or they were not?
No.
Okay.
They're all different.
Something tells me.
She had multiple uteruses.
10 million.
10 million, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Is that after paying off all of his baby mamas?
Well, he's got to pay them for quite a while, I think. Look up Travis Henry's celebrity net worth.
Who is five? I have... Travis was three. I have
this guy.
My junior, which is three.
I love my junior.
I have my daughter who just turned
That's
three
a great
as
name.
Of yesterday. I have another son named Tyler.
That's a great name.
He turns three in December.
4 3-year-olds.
We got another daughter.
How do you do that?
That was born October 16th.
Seems like magic.
London.
That's Quadruplets. A great
name. Another daughter that was born named Leilani, who's
That's
2 years
name.
Old. And I have my newborn with my wife. Her name is Jersey.
Jersey.
That's a great name.
Jersey? Travis Henry
That's
has
a great name.
11 kids by 10 women because the last one had twins. I'm just wondering.
Nice learning
curve. He was kind of crying the blues about money.
Well, in 2009, he claimed he was completely broke.
What?
I could see that.
How long was he out of the league at that point?
Well, that was when he had 9 children with 9 women.
Okay.
The twins put him over, I think.
I guess so.
So.
Wow, that was a tough break. Although he loves all the kids.
He does.
I can't find a
2009.
At one time he had a 5-year contract for $22.5 million.
What year was that?
That was 2001 through 2007.
Oh, okay.
Broke now?
He doesn't have any more.
I easily could see that.
Need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
I saw him interviewed and he said that, you know, well, you don't think about the fact that you're not going to be making this money for forever.
Duh.
So he was spending as if, you know, that was his budget.
Good.
You'd think after the fourth kid, you'd say, I don't want to have another baby mama. This is too many. Four is too many. I should have smartened up sooner.
I hate having kids, bud.
Now, was he trying?
It's the worst. I mean, cry all the time, always begging for food.
I miss this guy.
This diaper thing is so disgusting. Oh, God, I wish I could go back in time and just be married without kids.
I get the impression with Travis Henry, every one of them was a mistake. I mean, not a mistake, but just not, it was just thoughtless.
Oh, an accident?
An accident.
Yeah. I don't think any of them are planned.
No.
I think you got to plan to have that many kids.
Back then, they didn't have these fancy birth control methods, like pulling out.
Do you remember Florida State's MLK Day tweet?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
What?
They had Dr. King doing the tomahawk chop.
With the glove on, with the wide receiver glove on,
doing the tomahawk chop on, like, happy MLK Day! Really? I wonder who...
It was the recruiting department that did it.
The recruiting department.
Yeah, the recruiting department.
Is that what brings recruits in?
I guess so.
Okay. And there was a St. Louis newscaster who made the same flub as the guy in Rochester.
Are you
kidding?
Yes. Nope,
Mike Greenberg did it too.
I know. I heard when Brandon played all of those.
Mike and Mike in the morning on ESPN Radio talking football with you on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. So glad you chose me to start your day and your week.
St. Louis guy did it, and he apologized.
Did he get canned?
No, he did not.
Nope, because he apologized. Because the mayor didn't want him fired.
Right, that's the key.
Uh-huh.
Did the mayor speak on it?
No.
Why didn't the mayor demand he be fired? If I were the other guy in Rochester, I'd be complaining.
I'd be
St. Louis is a lot bigger than Syracuse or Rochester, where that was.
I was the Rochester guy, if I were him, I'd get a job in St. Louis.
I'd start a campaign in St. Louis saying, hey, the guy in Rochester was fired.
That's nice.
I don't understand. The meteorologist apologized.
It's too late, though. The mayor of St. Louis is she's a white woman.
I see.
So
it's just interesting that so many people make the same mistake. And the St. Louis story,
I still don't see how you could put that word out with King. I'm sorry.
Look at the word Luther.
Yeah?
What's the middle sound?
Ooh.
What's the first sound of King?
Yes.
Kuh.
Yeah. It's a slip.
Well, it seems like when multiple people do it. There was another one, too. I'm trying to think of who it was.
There was a few.
It's funny, though.
There's this guy.
Great. This is the way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. The ice rink.
That's the Rochester guy. Then there was this dude.
We've had Martin Luther King, pardon me, sir, Martin Luther King, people of the Nazi Party, the States' Rights Party, both of these.
Hey, I get on the street, I see Martin Luther King. I shouldn't say that. Martin Luther King. Should I rip the signs down? Or?
Yeah, who are those two dudes?
Well, that last one was, I think, some citizen who was having some issues in South Carolina. The one before that, the old-timey one, that's Mayor Joseph Smitherman of Selma. And obviously it was back in the day in like 1965. But he wasn't really considered a staunch racist or anything like that. In fact, he was...
But that word was
big.
A lot
of people gave him credit for being one of the first mayors in the South to hire African Americans and stuff.
Did you read a biography on
him?
People came after me
when I played it first. Saying,
oh, really?
Yeah, they said, oh, you're playing old-timey racism, people. That doesn't matter. So I had to look into it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, coon was a huge word back in the day.
I don't even hear that word anymore.
Oh, that's what I mean.
No,
back
that's
in
not the
day.
The word you would
it's funny, though, how many people say, oh, well, it's in your mind. You've said it before. If you spit it out by accident. I mean, people really say that.
Of course, that word's there. Isn't that word in everybody's mind because you hear it?
I don't hear that
raccoon
word that often.
It's like this is the new one.
This morning to remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life.
Did it?
Woman, just seconds before this happened.
Back here at home, a special event will get underway this morning to remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s life.
That was coon, right? Okay, we're going to...
Oh, Lord. Oh,
is that somebody watching TV?
Yeah.
Well, they're uploading it to make sure he gets in trouble.
Oh, I see. That's the St. Louis guy or the Rochester
guy? That was the St. Louis guy. Kevin Steincross.
Oh, boy.
But he did say he's sorry.
Take a moment to apologize. We have heard from a viewer about a mistake I made in our 5 a.m. newscast this morning. In our story about the tribute to Dr. King, I unfortunately mispronounced his name. Please know I have total respect for Dr. King, what he meant and continues to mean to our country.
That's what the Rochester guy said.
In any way,
sorry.
And I sincerely apologize.
You blew it!
But he gets to keep his job.
So far.
You know, when the Rochester thing did happen, the company that owned the station that fired him also was mad at the management for not apologizing fast enough. So, I don't know. Maybe that does have something to do with it.
Is that the meteorologist's fault?
No. But he didn't apologize. I don't. Who knows? Who cares? It's pretty stupid. There's been a new twist to the Lauren Sanchez, aka Bezos' mistress story.
Team photo any bigger?
Well,
that photo's huge.
Kind of.
It is.
Yeah,
it
kind of is bigger.
I don't know why Bezos is going for her. He could have anyone else.
I know. Cut out Bezos.
Because she's a seductress.
Forget her.
Whoa.
Go after someone else.
As soon as Gates passes him, she'll go after Gates. Or Buffett.
Buffett, she'll have to live in a polyamorous
relationship. They're not as buff as he.
I don't know.
She likes a buff guy.
They're not Bezos hot.
But she's with a buff guy right now, and she's going to Bezos.
Well, Bezos is buffed up. She probably told him, look, if you want me, you better start beefing up.
Bezos is like 4'11".
That's what she told him.
Yeah, he wears lifts. We know he wears lifts and vests, his favorite outfit.
He looks ridiculous with her. I mean, the picture of...
He looks ridiculous with anyone.
He does.
He's a weird-looking dude, just because he has a blood boy and lifts.
How much money does she need?
More. I guess that seems to be her answer.
How much was the shoes she bought? 11 G's?
12 grand.
12 grand?
Yeah.
So she could, yeah.
She was bragging to her girlfriend.
He's good for her.
Tom, did you know the Warren Buffett story that he was in a polyamorous relationship?
No.
Yes. We were floored when we found that out.
He had multiple ass available at all times.
It would send out Christmas cards signed by all three of them.
How about that? Big love for Buff.
But Lauren Sanchez asked an athlete out who turned her down. Care to guess who it is?
Recent?
Wait, let me think. Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan probably would have hit it.
LeBron?
They don't make as much money, and it's a white guy.
All right, hold on.
Baseball, white guy. Retired.
Net worth is $70
million. White guy, $70
million? Mm-hmm.
Chipper Jones?
Catcher.
Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza. Back when he played for the Dodgers and she was an anchor for the LA show.
He was dating Sam Champion at the time.
Exactly. Maybe that is why he turned her down.
That is a fact.
Sam Champion, boo-food Mike Piazza?
That was the word back in New York. They had a little getaway at Fire Island. They had a little place at Fire Island.
Is this for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same guy. Well known. Same guy that told me about A-Rod's...
No, don't say that.
Oh, no,
really? Don't say that. That's going to ruin the validity.
Yeah, tell me about A-Rod's. You know, he's got his concession stand.
I don't think Champion is Piazza's type.
Really? Why?
Isn't he too old?
Look back at Piazza when he was with the Mets. He was all tanned, and he looked like Champion.
Wait, are they like out?
He looked like Champion. He had the tan.
Oh, so he has an ego, too. He wants to be with someone that looks like him.
I love Piazza.
I thought, is Piazza out of the closet?
No.
No, he's married.
Yeah.
He's
married.
Sam Champion?
Tom's doing air quotes.
Oh, is it a beard? They've been married since 05.
Look, get my brother-in-law.
Sam Champion and Mike Piazza?
Beard.
Since 05, that would have been post-Champion, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
When did he play for the Mets? 99?
2000?
Yeah,
99.
Here's Piazza saying, if I was gay, I'd be gay all the way.
Yeah, that's what you would say.
Exactly.
Beard.
Sam Champion officially came out of the closet, announced he's engaged to longtime boyfriend Ruben Robierb.
Sure.
Champion of personality. We're thrilled and excited. Blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh. Nice. Sure, that was just to throw the scent off of Piazza.
News has some fans re-examining a rumor that GM anchor is in a relationship with former New York Mets catcher Mike Piazza. Outsports.com reports Piazza has always says he's heterosexual, but the questions were rampant even before his playing days ended in 2008. Piazza has been married to his wife since 2005. Seriously, did somebody say he and Champion were an item?
Yes.
You just read it.
Why don't you believe
it? I don't know.
It?
I've never heard of IBT, so what's IB
what?
Times?
You don't need IB times. Call my brother-in-law. He'll tell you.
It's the business section.
Why would that be in the business?
I don't know.
But Piazza turned down Lauren Sanchez when he was at the Dodgers, so.
Good for him.
Could it be because he wasn't interested?
He's hanging out with Lasorda Jr.?
Yeah.
She didn't have a wiener?
Jimmy Jr.
Wait, isn't Lasorda?
It's his godfather.
It's his godfather. Yeah. Well, I bet you he knew Tommy Jr.
Probably did.
Who was a homosexual?
Didn't Tommy Jr. die?
I think he did.
See, when?
Wait.
Before Piazza
Tom
was with
Lasorda
him?
Jr.? Is it Tom Lasorda Jr.?
Yeah.
This conversation is starting to freak me out.
Now, Tommy Lasorda is the godfather of Mike Piazza.
Yeah, so they knew each other.
No, I know. That's why he got drafted in the 22nd round or whatever.
And Ellis,
Tom Lasorda Jr. died in June of 93.
Well, he was in L.A. by then.
He had the AIDS, didn't he?
The brief and complicated life of Tommy Lasorda's gay son. Nighttime Los Angeles.
They would have crossed over at the Dodgers.
They're coming through the roof of a grain.
91.
Spunky. I think they came up together.
Well, maybe.
A man of striking looks with long blonde hair, startlingly and wincingly thin.
Is it hard? It's hard to believe that Tommy Lasorda Sr. had a son with striking looks.
A routine night is spent in the clubs, the bright ones and dark ones alike. It's the only occasion to be here on the roof, clubbing baseballs into the night, because there were times when the pull was just too strong of the game of the father. And so on the odd night, on a night he was not at Rage or at the Rose Tattoo, he'd climb the roof and lose himself in the steady rhythm of bat-hitting ball. Junior was the better hitter, says Steve Garvey. He didn't have his father's curveball, but he was the better hitter. I cried, Thomas Horst. Well, he's sipping a glass of juice.
Mm-hmm. He loved Glenn Burke.
Yeah, that's right. That was the rumor. Glenn Burke. Had they dated.
How about Alan Wiggins? Was he involved?
Wait, who did you give AIDS to? Eric Schau.
Eric Schau.
You gave AIDS to Eric Schau.
I heard that, too. I think I heard that before you
AIDS.
Said it.
Oh, Tom gave it to him.
Oh, it was out there.
Oh, this article is way too long.
It's not out there because he didn't have AIDS.
He did.
A story well told.
There's some speculation that there's another celebrity that might be coming down with some AIDS.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, I don't know how to even get into that.
Well, I want to hear it.
He looks sick.
Oh, come on.
I'll save it.
I want to save it.
I have to mention something. We were talking about the Oscars, and I forgot the... there's so many stupid stories today. I don't even know what to do with them all. Bebe Rexha, who's a Grammy-nominated singer for Great New voice. Artist, she says she is shaming designers who won't design a dress for her for the Grammys because she's too big.
What are you talking about? Shut up, Rexha.
She's not too big. She's beautiful. I'm thinking, first of all, I didn't know who she was, and I thought, well, maybe they just don't know who the fuck she is, and they don't care to put a dress on her because the dresses cost, like, what, 20 grand?
Yeah.
Is it possible they just don't care about her?
Oh, my God.
And Megan Mullally has come out to say she can't get anybody to make a dress for her either. And Leslie Jones of SNL says the same thing. But
well, go buy one. Why should they have to make you a dress anyway?
I mean, this is a story that was about 8 minutes after the top of the hour at 8 o'clock and thinking, this is something that really we're all worried about. I mean, this is a normal thing that women go through.
How fat is that girl, Tommy?
Wow. Who cares? Why do you have to get a dress anyway? Go buy one like any other normal
human. Does she look fat?
Of course not.
She looks
fat. Oh, gross.
I don't know.
She's huge.
I mean, this really is...
Oh, ew. Oh.
She looks phenomenal.
That's Bebe Rexha.
She's beautiful.
Just kidding. She's very hot.
I would think people would be dying to make a dress for her.
I would.
She claims
they have enough fabric.
She says if you're not size 8 and above, or if you're size 8 and above, we don't want you. But she's getting great social media response.
What are you talking about?
So I finally get nominated at the Grammys, and it's like the coolest thing ever. And a lot of times, artists will go and talk to designers, and they'll make them custom dresses to walk the red carpet, right? Like, you'll go to any big designer.
Free dresses.
I have my team hit out a lot of designers.
My team.
And a lot of them do not want to... dress me because I'm too big.
Oh my God, what an injustice.
That's what literally, your team like, told you. They probably just didn't follow through.
And if a size 6'8 is
That's
too big,
bitch.
Then I don't know what to tell you. Then I don't want to wear your fucking dresses.
Whoa.
Because that's crazy. Because all you're saying that all the women in the world that are size 8 and up are not beautiful and they cannot wear your dresses. So all the people that said that I'm thick and I can't wear dresses, fuck you. I don't want to wear your fucking dresses.
Maybe nobody gives a shit about you. Have you ever thought about that?
Read the first comment underneath that post.
What's it say?
As if Kim's ass wasn't a straight-up size 10, but still Versace and Balmain are all over her. What hypocrisy.
As if Kim's ass isn't a size 10.
The girl's beautiful.
She's
there's
gorgeous.
I refuse to believe that no one wants to make her dress. Maybe they are investing their Grammy money and someone else. She's a new artist. I don't even know who the fuck she is.
She's not big.
You're not going to know any of them on Grammy night, Drew. It's going to be horrible.
There's something horrible. Else to this story that I would guess is very dumb.
What's that?
Oh, I don't know. Like somebody didn't follow through or there's a miscommunication.
Well, yeah, but really this is some, and I'm sure Instagram followers just all like this and thought this was the coolest thing that's ever been posted, and just like they like every selfie she puts up.
I just don't know if I believe it.
Megan Mullally, I believe. I wouldn't be real excited to design a gown for Megan Mullally. Not that I'm excited to design a gown for anybody.
I was just going to say, I'd like to see you design a gown.
I don't think Megan Mullally's
and,
bad.
Who are you wearing tonight, Megan? I'm wearing Drew.
She's kind of cute.
She's a new designer out of Ferndale.
There's a lot of people who are probably preferred to make a gown. I mean, are they not allowed to make gowns? Can they make gowns for who they want to make gowns for? Because they're trying to make money off the money they spend. Are they allowed to consider their investment? And I'm not saying
of course,
it's fair, but you know what? Most people in the Oscars, most people don't get a gown made for them because they're just sitting at home watching.
No, go buy one.
Because people don't do free shit for you.
Go buy one. I bet you that's what it really was. Like,
I mean, if the girl doesn't get a swag bag worth 200 grand, then I'll be upset. I mean, honestly, what bullshit? Really? Yeah. And here's another story that was reported like, oh, you're not going to believe this one. Here's something. This is going to affect your life. And I'm sure every woman who's size 8 and above is going, you go, girl. Yeah. What? Somebody's going to, because she gets a gown from somebody now? Because somebody was just, people were lining up
make
to
one,
go,
yeah.
Oh, can I make you one? What, are they going to make one for all the people watching, too?
No.
I wonder if this was
I love how she tells everyone, fuck you.
They're going to really take care of her this
She's
time.
She's fucking beautiful.
Yeah. What a tough life she has.
Yeah, I know. I feel really sorry for her.
She's beautiful. She's a singer.
And she's nominated for Best New Artist.
Yeah. But it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, she's size.
Well, she is named BB. Yeah, it might be a hindrance.
Mez, what are the non sequiturs?
Oh, you want some non sequiturs?
Yeah.
Sure. Give you some non sequiturs. All right. I want to talk to you about Lily. Her music. You know, she likes to listen to all the shit music that we don't like listening to.
Shit music.
So the other day, she comes up to me and says, "Dad, I'm 16. When are you going to take off the, what's the, what do I
restriction?
Put on? Yeah, the restrictions for her music.
Oh, where do you have restrictions at?
I have restrictions on her music.
What music, though?
On anything that has any graphic.
Explicit.
Yeah, explicit. They only give you one choice.
Like Spotify or Apple
iTunes.
Music?
Apple Music.
Well, why don't you just get Spotify? Just bypass Dad.
I'm sure she has. I'm like, you listen to anything you want anyway. You don't, you're not fooling me. Then she's like, well, then why don't you take it off for me? And I'm like, no, I'll never take it off.
That's a great counterpoint by her, though.
I know.
If you think I'm listening to it anyways.
Tell her when she buys her own phone, she can program it the way she wants it.
I like that. Let me write that down.
Welcome. Phone.
Does she pay for her own apps?
No. She don't have money apps. I have restrictions on that either, too. Jeez. They can't buy anything off their phones.
Wow. Glad I'm not on your phone plan.
How's the phone turn-in service been going at night?
It's going good.
They still violating that?
No, so far so good. Abby has not had her phone for a week straight.
What?
Now, week straight, Abby.
What?
Abby had to forfeit her phone.
Why? What happened?
She had, her grades were not up to stuff.
Oh. Yep. Oh, boy.
Grades
How much is she missing that phone?
A lot.
How often does she ask
for
it back?
I had to like put earmuffs on at one point to not hear how upset she was. I'll leave it at that.
No.
Yeah.
But was she upset about her grades? Doesn't seem she's that. Was she that upset about her grades?
No.
No.
No. You know, she really hasn't.
I'm not sure she really knows the point.
Right. She hasn't taken to high school like Lily has. I mean, it's a completely different. Thank you, Charlotte.
Well, so that one doesn't behave either.
How long until she gets her phone back?
Well, until we continue to see her grades uptick, which they are.
Okay, like what if she gets a quiz tomorrow? She gets a 92. Will she get back?
She did. She got a couple of A's on her last couple of tests on different. We're talking different classes here.
What were her grades, by the way?
They were B's or below.
Ooh, any D's?
It was 1D.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
What subject?
Was it geometry?
Was there any hesitation to take the phone?
No, it was one of those highfalutin classes. What do you call those things?
An AP course?
Yeah, an AP course.
Was there any hesitation to take the phone?
Was there any hesitation from what? From who?
From you or Kathy? Or was
Kathy.
You in lockstep?
I got in lockstep with Kathy on this because I don't want to see her suffering with these grades anymore. We're suffering. I can just tell that.
It sounds like you're more upset about
Goodbye,
the phone.
Goodbye, fucking shit, fuel.
Stop turning this on me. I want my kid to have good grades, all right? I'm not a jackass.
Abby!
Can you get her to get upset about the grades?
I can't believe how little she was in that, Abby.
I'm trying to use the phone!
Maddie!
Oh, Maddie.
Can you get her as upset about the grades as the phone? Is that possible, or is that not even within reason?
I don't think it's within reason.
Was she upset about her grades?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I could tell that she's just not been herself since September, since she started high school. Aww. She's a freshman.
That's tough.
I mean, she went from a little school in St. Joan of Arc to, you know, Lakeview High School.
Right, it's competitive, so she's studying 3-4 hours every night, and it's just
not
passing.
But Lily is.
Oh.
She doesn't have the same drive Lily has when it comes to that, and we're trying to instill that in her.
How much is she studying?
Hardly any.
Oh.
Is Lily
now
using,
she is.
Is she using her phone in front of her?
Perhaps.
Is she rubbing it in her face?
No, she's not rubbing it in her face. Okay. She's not. That's the good. Girls are all sticking together.
So now that Even she Charlotte. Doesn't have her phone, can Maddie use her phone?
Oh.
No. Maddie has her iPod. Her iPhone that's an iPod.
What about the phone that's in reserve for Maddie?
She doesn't know that exists.
Okay.
She doesn't know that exists.
Has that phone been pushed further back due to the grades?
It could. Well, this is that's Maddie's phone. Matt, right. You're talking about another kid.
I know, but I just wondered if maybe.
It could okay. be. Okay. Abby,
Travis
could,
Henry, how many kids you have?
I know. Abby could be killing Maddie's chance of ever getting her phone.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I'm just
wow.
paying for it.
That's not wow, fair for the youngest.
Okay. I forgot how that non sequitur became that, but.
So that was that.
That was that.
Then Bachelor. I did watch The Bachelor and caught up because last week, you know, he yelled at me for not knowing The Bachelor when we were upstairs in the kitchen.
Miss Alabama and Miss Carolina.
They're going at it.
Brutal battle.
Cat fight.
Yes.
Whoa. But they both survived.
I don't know how they both survived. I thought Bama was going to get boned. I mean, boned off the show.
Right. He picked her last, and he really stuck
send
it
a
to
message.
Her. Right,
he sent her a message. But he could have. I thought he was going to throw her off.
Right, I think he should have.
That's what the Bachelors come down to. They send a message by picking last.
Yes, here's the kicker. Here's the whole thing I took out of the Bachelor.
Awesome. That's great.
Colton, who's a hell of a good looking guy.
Oh,
the Bachelor. He's a virgin.
Oh,
I have a.
Did you take one for the team and?
He looks
get water
guess
released.
Who
from
he,
him?
Guess who he reminds me of? Who he looks? I think almost identical to
someone else. You think is hot?
Who?
I'm going to say NBA.
Dan Marley?
Blake Griffin?
No, but that's good. Blake Griffin. Thank you.
Wait. Is
Blake
he half Griffin?
Griffin
is he half black?
Isn't he?
He's not, but he looks like
Does
Blake
he have
Griffin.
Red hair?
No, he has like blondish hair.
Does he have
like,
freckles?
Like dark.
This is a loose separated at birth.
No, this is a great separated at birth.
Why?
Colton,
if anybody else.
It seems like
Griffin.
When you pick a separated at birth, they're from different races.
Take a look.
Like Gary Delabate and... The guy on TMZ?
Looks like most people think he looks like...
Dan Marley?
Spencer Pratt.
Spencer Pratt.
look at Blake and him.
He does look like Spencer Pratt.
Get Spencer Pratt off of there.
Somebody did post on Reddit that said...
Why is that so funny to me?
Do Blake against him now. I'm telling you, it's right on. It is dead on.
Okay.
So that's what I took out of it.
Okay.
And
wait, what else from The Bachelor? Was there anything else worth
Well, playing? I lost Catherine, the hottest girl on the place. And
which one is Catherine?
She's the troublemaker, the beautiful blonde troublemaker.
Oh, her, yeah, with the big rack.
Yeah, she got blown out. I think she would have been.
Giant lips.
Yeah, she would have been. Oh, my God, is she beautiful.
I know, in the strength competition.
Look, there they are.
It's closer than I thought it was.
Yeah, it is.
It's a winner. Trust me.
Hard to beat Spencer Pratt, though, now.
Oh, no.
Now that I saw that.
Now I just see
Spidey. Him and Blake are top notch there. So that's what I got off of that.
I love the conversation between the old girl and the young girl.
Of course.
She was trying to give her some sage wisdom, and she said, well, if I was old like you, I would be so nervous here.
Oh, my God.
Is the old girl like 29?
She's 30, I think.
She's good
30,
looking,
31.
She's the brunette. I like the brunette.
But Colton's 26, and the girl with the big eyebrows, who's the biggest troublemaker.
I hate her.
I know, I hate her, too. She's annoying. I don't know. Is it possible Colton's not that into chicks?
It could be.
He's got kind of a lisp.
Pretty soon, I bet they'll all be swinging together. Just a big old fucking suck.
But, I don't know, he's a virgin, and he doesn't, I don't know.
We found out someone else is still a virgin, too, last night, Lolo Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
On Celebrity Big Brother.
She's still a virgin, and I can see why. I don't think I'd want to date her.
I thought I said she's deceptively unattractive.
She is very deceptive.
Put her up there.
No idea who Kato Kaelin was.
No, and Kato Kaelin, why is he still making OJ jokes?
It's the only thing he's attached to.
But why doesn't he make some fresh jokes about things going on like Tom Green does? I mean, Tom Green is funny.
He's so funny.
He's the best one on the show.
It just seems like the OJ thing, okay, a murder 24 years ago would be a kind of a dying topic.
He hasn't done, well, it's not, first of all, it is the juice.
And the whole couch surfing jokes.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just so tired. I don't even know why he's on the show.
Because of the
team,
name.
Like OJ and Kato.
And then Tamar Braxton. Is that Toni Braxton's sister?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is she a...
Ryan Lochte, what a tool.
Yikes. Yeah, he's a tool. Who's the dope from Mean Girls? Jonathan somebody?
Yeah, that's that host with Lindsay Lohan on
Lindsay
that
Lohan
show.
Lindsay Lohan after show.
Who's gay? I didn't know that guy was gay.
I don't even care that he's gay. He's just... I don't know. Ricky Williams. And
Jonathan Bennett is who you're talking about.
Okay, Jonathan
Ricky
Bennett.
Williams.
He made the great joke, I like my women like I like my salad dressing. I don't like salad dressing.
Of course, he's already tight with Dina Lohan. Dina Lohan's on the show.
Ricky Williams seems extremely chill.
He's just high.
What do you expect?
So high.
It was me and my friends coming up with the weirdest, and most ridiculous, wild pranks.
I think my parents will be happy when they come home and see that I've done some work around the house.
You have 2 days to get that painted up.
When MTV picked up the show, my whole life changed instantly.
started doing movies like Road Trip, Stealing Harvard, Freddy Got Fingered, Charlie's Angels. I had the number one song in America, the Bum Bum song.
My bum is on the cheese, okay. That went to number one on TRL, okay.
I've had different experiences in my life. I'm a cancer survivor.
Why is he still doing
movies? Sometimes I think about my battle with cancer and I think, you know what, I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I think, no, actually, I trade it for my right testicle.
Like Tom. Going green. Get it? Green.
There's Lolo.
Good transition that away. Get your hands up. Step up over the knee.
I'm Lolo Jones. I'm a three-time Olympic athlete. I broke the American record, becoming the fastest U.S. hurdler in history. And I'm best known for being one of the 10 athletes in U.S. history to compete in a summer and also winter Olympics. Unfortunately, I'm still a virgin. Ugh, how difficult is it? This is harder than winning an Olympic gold medal.
You're dating?
I'm trying to. It's just not working out.
I'm definitely on the search for my husband, someone who lines up with my morals. If I don't meet him in a grocery store or at the track, where am I going to meet this guy?
Cheers.
We'll find him. I just spilled that all over my dress. And that's why I can't go on dates.
How old is Lolo?
I like her.
Don't forget she dated Indomitian Sue, which seems like a perfect couple. Two people that are very into themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This show is so bad. I was staying in a good way.
O.J. Simpson, and I was thrust into the spotlight because of a horrendous, horrendous crime. I thought O.J. Simpson was guilty, and my opinion has not changed at all.
Oh, really? You didn't say that at the time.
Something that people don't know about me really is that I'm the biggest extrovert. I love people, I'm gregarious, and I love laughter. Watch.
Oh, boy.
What's he getting paid for this?
I am so excited to see him. Like 200 grand, I think. I really, really am.
OG's, you know, he's tight with Mabe. Tom Mabe. I know. I must be in the comedy circuit together. Century.
I was called America's favorite house guest, but I'd much rather Tom's be known as America's favorite house guest for winning Celebrity Big Brother.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. The highlight, though, was the open. Do you have that, Brandon?
The open?
Did you guys ever hear Kevin Barnett? He was a comedian.
Sounds familiar.
He died at 32 years old, just like a half an hour ago.
Okay. I don't think I know who that is.
Here's the open.
Good evening. I'm Julie Chen Moonves.
She's still using Julie Chen.
She's still using Moonves? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm Julie Chen Moonves.
What the hell's wrong with her?
You know, I noticed it had her Twitter handle up, and it was just at Julie Chen. I'm like, God, I should go grab at Julie Chen Moonves. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
How out to lunch is she?
Very. I mean, she doesn't do anything.
Come on, Chen Moonves. Good God. Mass non sequiturs?
Yeah, continuing. Hall of Fame is going to be announced anytime now. Baseball Hall of Fame?
Oh, that
Mariano Rivera. Podcast, but. Well, it is.
But it's a non sequitur.
A non sequitur. And John Bonamigo, remember him? He used to be with the Lions, then he was with CMU. He got cancer. He was the head coach. Remember CMU?
What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
John Bonamigo.
What about him?
He got rehired by the Lions.
He's a household name.
Yeah.
Is he the offensive coordinator?
No, he's the special teams coordinator.
Oh, okay.
They brought him back.
That can be a game changer.
Yeah, they brought him back. And Crashing is back on HBO, Mark. Did you see it?
Yeah, watched episode one. Yeah, and I did. Artie looked pretty good.
Yeah, Artie does a good job on that.
Wait, Artie's nose isn't smushed in on it?
No.
Not as much.
Seriously?
Not as much.
I don't think I watched the whole episode. Was his ex-wife at the comedy club when he showed up there? Or was that the second episode? There were two episodes?
No, that was the first one.
It was the first episode.
And she was there? She looked good. Next.
And lastly, last week I went and saw the Pistons at the Palace.
Yeah.
I used my drawer.
You went to the Palace?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I mean? I'm at the Little Caesars Arena.
I saw that. You used the press pass.
Yeah, I used the press pass.
That's exciting.
And met one of our friends, Pete Atkinson. He's
I know. Yeah.
You know Pete?
Good dude.
And he got you tickets, guys, to his show, Hard Luck Hard Pete luck in the Pete. Wrong Way Streets.
Yeah. Wait, this sounds like a shout out.
Well, he's walking around Little Caesars Arena carrying. He's got the Drew and Mike hat on. He's got his gear on.
Still shout out.
He sold a car.
Pete Atkinson.
It's your birthday.
Hard Luck Pete.
You're a celebrity.
Wrong Way Street.
How's your grandma? Friend of the show.
Uh-huh.
You're related. You're not related.
That's okay.
He just met you.
Yep.
You like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
You like big girls.
Tall
Mandy
girls.
Moore's. You sent a t-shirt. Who's going to ship it?
Uh-huh.
It's not a sports podcast.
I kind of promised him a new hat. You guys have any hats laying around here that I could bring them?
You promised it?
I promised him a new hat.
I promised. Buy him one?
What?
How's he going to get it?
Well, I figured I'd bring it to him. I'd go back to LCA.
How are you going to get it? You going to buy one
from you
off
guys.
The website?
Where's the box of hats here?
Is there stock just laying around?
Presumptuous of you.
Is there a box of hats laying around? I got a hat coming to me. I'll be glad to give him my hat.
There was a box of hats sitting around, but then somebody took them
I'll be glad to give him my hat that I never got. How about that?
Hey, it was sitting there for like two weeks.
So anyway, he's playing at
the
Pike Room.
It was sitting there for a long time.
You know the Pike Room and the Crowfoot in Saginaw Street in Pontiac?
I'm familiar. I know the area.
They play in February 8th. It's Friday night. Hard Luck Pete and the Wrong Way Streets. Go see them.
Crowfoot.
What kind of music?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you.
Hard Luck Pete.
But he sure loves you guys.
Well, that's that
and
makes
repping,
me love
repping,
him.
Repping you guys at the LCA.
Yeah. I saw that.
I'm going to buy him a hat.
He pops up all the time. He always pops up.
Okay. Now, as for the Week in Soft Rock.
Yeah. I think I got a good one here. I really do.
I'm excited.
Have you read it?
I got to say I did this time.
So please, Tom, tell us what happened today in Soft Rock.
Thank you to Matt Jennings from Soft Weekly. Soft Magazine.
Soft
Magazine. We start.
Is a different publication.
We start in 1976. We go to January 17th, and my guy Barry Manilow had the number one record in the U.S. with "I Write the Songs."
I was going to guess Mandy.
See if you remember this one.
Although he wrote many of his hits, he didn't write this one. But guess who did?
"I Write the Songs."
I did.
Wait.
Is that the punchline?
No.
Wait. Was it?
Someone from the
Beach Boys?
Yes.
Bruce Johnston?
You're good.
Yes.
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 No, that's it.
Well, Matt does all the writing.
Got dates and everything
Tom
now.
Tom just reads it, what happened this week. Soft Rock.
I had to come down hard on him. Last week, you know, he didn't give me dates. He just gave me years.
Yeah.
I had to come down hard on him.
I know, that was pretty heavy. That was pretty huge.
Yeah. That was
a misnomer.
Did you cut his pay?
So when we met doing this.
Zero.
When we met today.
You guys have meetings? You guys have writing session?
We had a writing session.
Wow.
So January 18th.
Clock in or clock out?
We go to January 18th of 1980. Okay?
Okay.
Guess not.
The owners of the Disco nightclub, Studio 54, were sentenced to 3.5 years in jail and fined $20,000 for tax evasion. Remember that?
Yeah.
They got off pretty lucky considering the feds found a reported $600,000 in cash in a garbage bag hidden in the building, and in addition to 300 Quaaludes and at least a few ounces of cocaine.
Whoa. Wow.
Yep. But then they let Keith Richards put that back in his pockets. Good one, Matt. All right.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. So please.
And Matt.
Tell us what happened today. Soft Rock.
All right, we go to January 19th now. See how they're going?
Yeah, we're going chronologically date-wise and year-wise.
1967.
Oh,
we're going back in year?
Oh, yeah, we went back.
What?
We're going chronologically by date, but not by year.
But this one is in there strictly.
I can't follow this program.
Strictly for me, for my pleasure here. Okay, remember the great Leslie Gore?
So is this a post-writing session edition?
Remember the great Leslie Gore?
Yes, it's my party.
Yes. Now, she was a Catwoman sidekick. On this day in 1967, she was Pussycat to Julie Newmar's Catwoman.
I did not know that.
And she sang live on the show.
It's my party?
No, she's saying, what is it, California, not California Dreamin'.
California Girls?
No. Help me out, Brandon. Look at Leslie Gore.
Yeah, help him out, Brandon.
Something like California or Dreamin'. It'll come up. It's got to be her second biggest
Never Rains in Southern California?
California Nights?
That's it. Play.
California Nights? Was that an Eric Burden song, maybe?
Listen, she literally sang this song to the Pussycats and Robin.
Is that so?
She made Robin her boyfriend in this show.
I think she would have sang her hit.
This was it. This was her new hit.
This was her new hit?
Yeah.
I'm Batman.
She looked great, by the way, as Pussycat. You should look her up.
Well, there she is.
There she is. Look at her. Look how pretty she is.
She does look good.
She's beautiful.
I don't remember any musical performances on Batman.
What a weird show.
Look at that. It's a great show.
It was a kooky show.
Hey.
I liked it.
All right. That was it. I just wanted to add that one in.
Okay.
Well, Matt does all the writing.
Tom just reads it. What happened this week? Soft rock.
Whoa. This is a sad one. We go to January 19th of 71. And during the court proceedings held to dissolve the Beatles' partnership, Ringo testifies under oath that Paul behaved like a spoiled child. Mm. Remember that?
I don't remember that exactly, but it sounds plausible.
And Ringo went on to say, he always said, he's quoting Paul, he always said, remember to knock and count to 10 if John and I are alone in my room. We never could figure that one out.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, we're moving back up again. 67 to 71.
Moving up.
Okay.
Moving up. Had to step back in time for Leslie Gore.
It's getting some momentum again.
Yep. We go to the 19th of January of 74, a song called Show and Tell by Al Wilson.
Well, well, well.
He overcame all the odds, rose to the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100. The tune had failed to become a hit for Johnny Mathis. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
But it found redemption on the Drew and Mike podcast some 40-plus years later.
How about that?
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 All right. We don't have to play the song again. I'll just move on. In 1974 now.
Well, okay. Matt does all the writing.
We're still in 74.
And time just reads it. What happened this week? Soft rock and other genres of music.
Whoa.
The day after the Show and Tell was released as number one, the day after, Stevie Wonder returned to performing in London. Just 5 months
after. We're still in 74?
Yeah, the day after.
We've been stuck in 74 for three consecutive items. 74
was great. 74 was great. The year after the Knicks won their last championship.
And what?
So Stevie Wonder returned to performing in London just 5 months after a car crash put him in a coma.
Wow.
Do you remember that?
I barely.
Why he thought he could drive, we'll never know.
Hey! I didn't see that coming.
We just got two more to go here.
Okay.
We'll wrap it up for the week. We move all the way up to 1982.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling.
Oh, wait.
So please, Tom,
man, I feel like we're running in sand here.
No.
We were in 80. We're in the 80s. We're in the 60s, 70s. Now we're back.
Whoa.
We're in 82 now.
Okay.
January 20th, Des Moines, Iowa. Ozzy Osbourne hit.
Oh,
he bit the head off of what he thought was a plastic bat thrown on him. Did you know that? He thought it was a plastic bat.
I did not know that.
The bat obviously turned out to be real. Ozzy later went through a series of injections against rabies.
Wow. Yeah, I think he's selling a doll now that there's some connection to biting
really?
Off of. Yeah. Like, he just released it today because of the anniversary.
It seems like a bat. You could tell if it was alive.
But I remember when Motley Crue said that he also picked up that popsicle stick full of fire ants and snorted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just snorted fire ants.
All right, for my final one of this week in Soft Rock, we stay in 84 now.
Well, Matt does all the writing, and time just reads it. What happened this week?
Whoa.
On January 22nd.
Joey Lawrence, by the way, that's the woe that he will not say on Celebrity Big Brother. He won't do it unless he wins.
He won't say what?
He won't say, whoa.
Oh, poor Joey.
But everybody else on the show is saying, whoa, to him.
Whoa. What's that? What show is that from?
Blossom.
Whoa.
Blossom.
Yeah, he was on another show, too, wasn't he?
He was on Give Me a Break, because I know with Nell Carter.
Dancing with the Stars.
He was with Melissa Joan Hart on a show that lasted many seasons.
What? Really?
Oh, yeah.
I was reading about his 2017 bankruptcy, which is why he's on Big Brother, probably.
Yeah.
He bounced back.
But he's in a band with his two brothers now, and they released a single recently.
Is it called Whoa?
No, I forgot what it's called, but... No one cares.
Why doesn't he capitalize on it? I was going to buy that cameo and see if he would say whoa for a cameo.
I'm sure he would.
It was $150
bucks.
Instead
he said, no.
What? Yeah, he said,
no. $150
Yeah, so I was like, fuck that. Boy. I don't care to find out that much.
Yeah, I wonder why he's on cameo.
Ah.
It's crazy.
All right, for the last one.
Tan Mom.
Oh, Tan Mom.
I go back to Barry Manilow for my last one, guys. Barry Manilow sings the national anthem at Super Bowl 18.
He did?
Yeah, remember the Redskins lost to the Raiders? 38-9. Remember that?
Are we in 83 now?
No, 84.
Oh, 84.
January
okay.
22nd.
Okay.
Redskins lost to the Raiders in 38-9. Barry Manilow sang
Jack Squirek.
Jack Squirek right huge. Before the end of the half. Yeah,
that was the game I cried during. Remember?
Really? As a kid. Yeah. Why'd you cry?
Because the Redskins.
Love the Redskins. Oh. Very sad. Marcus Allen. Remember that
also
run?
What? Eight?
Yeah.
Pussy.
That was 75
yards.
Anyway, the cost of a 30-second commercial was $368,000. Michael Jackson was asked to play the halftime show, but he declined. The Super Bowl was already 18 years old.
Hey!
Oh. Thanks, Matt.
Whoa.
Hey, my wife just wrote me a note.
She did.
She said, honey, be careful if you're going to be really icy out. Be careful coming home.
Is that so? Yes. You want to hit the outro, Brandon? Not to suggest that nice. Kathy's message isn't terribly important.
But she's concerned.
This phone situation is just, wow, intense.
And the pool is still on hold.
It's just, the hard thing is when somebody earns something and they can't get it, it's
I did come home
confusing.
To a clean house yesterday. The girls decided to clean
what?
The house.
Really?
Yeah.
They there must be whispers about that pool.
They use their holiday wisely.
Why don't you, who's the one with
what
the
are they earning now, though? They've already earned the pool. What are they on to?
I'm not sure.
Have they worn the pajamas?
No, they haven't. I have not seen the pajamas
what?
Come out yet.
When are they going to put two and two together and realize that that was why they're not getting a pool?
They have to wear them in front of grandma to make it right.
Now, who's the one with the bad grades?
Oh.
Well, or the less than stellar grades?
Abby.
Now, have you said, well, if Abby gets her grades up, maybe we get the pool. And then the other two girls will help her get her grades up.
They haven't
we'll
used that
as
yet.
A team together.
They haven't used that yet.
It's not going to work.
Right now, Abby's
it's only
just,
her first semester of high school.
Abby is just locked in right now on getting her phone back. So her grades will come up.
She's got to get used to high school. That's
the value of the phone.
I know.
The phone, it's better than any parent can possibly be.
It's the best. There's no question about it.
Maybe I should get Charlotte one now.
Absolutely. No, there's nothing better as a parent.
Charlotte's
a
my kid now, Mark.
Yeah, will you get her a phone?
I will. I have one for
her.
Gee,
I can't wait till I go to high school.
All righty.
Oh, God, help me.
We'll see you tomorrow. I think we have our studio guest tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
What do you have?
Jeff, and I believe he's the winner from this year's Killer Cares event. And we thank him for that generous donation. And
thanks, Jeff.
Who knows what else will happen? So much craziness out there. But we'll see you tomorrow.
Tom Segura.